Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Charles? My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Oh. Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
Now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
sounds of DJ Mike Q.
Double zero. Zumba, zumba, lumba, samba. 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 Thank you.
is a lot of magnifique elite.
Everybody saying happy birthday to somebody in the chat room. Who birthday is this? I can send them a birthday shout out. But besides that, before I find out who birthday it is, I have to send a happy birthday shout out to. I'm flabbergasted for Ian right now. To DeAndre Gaston, today is his birthday. I have to wish DeAndre a happy birthday. Happy birthday, DeAndre Gaston, from one Gemini to the next. How y'all girls doing, bitch? I'm live on poolside, honey. I'm in Orlando, Florida on poolside, honey. I'm doing the show live from motherfucking poolside. How you girls doing? We're going to have some fun tonight. I hope Rodney will come on the phone line and tell us what happened at the ball in D.C. yesterday at RJ's Valenciaga's ball. And then I'll tell y'all what happened here at my sister, the overall mother, Legendary Jackson Guitar Ball, here in motherfucking Orlando, honey. Well, let's not waste no time. Let's go straight to I-95 and see what Jake Juan is doing. How are you doing, Jake Juan?
Me, I'm making money. Me, I'm making money. Dollar, dollar, bills, dollar, dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar, bills.
Hey, Jaquan.
Hey, what you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here on poolside, honey, feeling like the bitch you got.
You outside by the pool or you inside?
I'm a little bit of both, honey. You know, I'm here and I'm there, you know. I'm around.
Oh, okay.
What state did you make it to?
I'm in Georgia.
For real?
Yeah, I just got in Georgia, I think. Yeah, something like that. The police is different, so yeah.
Oh, I know that's right. You made it to Georgia, honey?
Yes, I just ate me some fish. I had this fish from this little place. It was called Maryland Seafood. And I fucked that fish up. I have not had fried food in so long for like... And I was waiting for that
days
time to come. Huh?
You was out of commission, honey.
Yes, for point.
Yes, you was out of commission.
For people that don't know. I got food poisoning in Miami. Y'all, people listening in the chat room. I got food poisoning. So from like, what day was that? Saturday, Sunday. From like Sunday night all the way until now, I'm still fucked up from whatever I ate. And drunk.
Baby, but you're getting yourself back together.
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's good.
I miss y'all.
I miss you too. I wish you were still here with us.
I know. He didn't give me no keychain.
Baby, don't try it, okay?
What are you eating?
Oh.
You eating something.
I'm eating, what is this? Corn on the cob.
Is there butter on it? I'm not fucking with you tonight.
You the best. Oh, let's talk about the ball last night.
Which one? At Florida?
Yeah, the ball in Florida. Because I know you probably got some tea on the ball in D.C. already, too. Let's talk about the ball in Florida. Well, the venue was fab. I love the venue.
Yeah.
The venue was so cute. I love the venue. It was so cool. It was big girl friendly. The bathroom was big girl friendly. The venue was big girl friendly. Miss A, she had air conditioning down all through the venue. Miss A, I loved how they had the little patio where you could go and smoke. It was cute. Got my life. How did you see?
Chick-1. Huh?
How did you feel about the venue itself?
I loved it. I liked it a lot. I like how the parking, they parked your cars and you had to walk. And what about nobody busting your windows?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was doing, right? Yeah, and I like,
You have valet parking in front of the club, honey, and everything. Well, you go up and never make
me everything. The dressing rooms, it was dressing rooms for the people. And it was enough space for everybody. It wasn't a mess. It was really nice and upscale.
Yes, very upscale. Very white woman, honey. Very white America.
Kelly,
what?
What'd you say? What are you eating that corn on a cob?
Baby, honey, I can't help you. You know I'm a fat bitch, honey. Baby, stay with me, girl. Stay with me, honey. You know I'm a fat bitch, honey. A fat bitch, okay. So let's get to the category.
Okay.
Grand prize for the $1,000 went to the House of Milan. Work it out to the House of Milan.
Hold on. Did y'all talk about the ball in Miami last week?
We talked about it a little bit.
I just didn't know, you know. Okay, well, yeah, the house number, the Milan one's at $1,000.
Well, you was out last week.
I know.
So tell us how you felt about the ball in Miami last week.
Oh, the ball in Miami last week. The venue, it was nice because it was at the club and there was a whole lot of people at the club and it was, but it, like, the club was nice. The club itself was nice. Yeah, it was real nice. But then you walk over to the ball, and it's just, you know, like the club, but it looked like just a warehouse. It was an empty warehouse for the fags to just play around with on the concrete floor, and it was hot as fuck. Like, it was so hot in there because they didn't have no air, no fans, and it was just, like, there was a big-ass garage door, and it was, like, just that was the air conditioner right there for the people. So then you get inside, and they had these, like, they had the stage, and the stage was really low, and it was nice, but it looked like a fool to me. The setup looked a fucking fool. There wasn't no space for, like, tables, so if you had, like, a house, and y'all wanted to, like, really, like, chant and support, you really couldn't, because it was sofas or some dumb shit like that. That was a fool to me, which I don't blame anything. I don't blame a lot of it on Danny. I blame a lot on the person who threw the sizzle ball or whatever, but it was a fucking fool. And then when you get to the categories, the other year trophies looked at a fucking fool, too. They were little, these Hummer, you know, the little rollback trucks, Kelly? Like, you roll them back, and then they shoot off. Yes, like, I would have been over if I was of the year, bitch, and you're going to give me a motherfucking toy that I could have bought at Dollar Tree, bitch. What the fuck I look like? That pissed me. That was tired, and it made the house look bad, and it made the sizzle guy look bad, and it made Danny look bad as well, and the people were reading around me, and I kind of didn't want to be like, you know, jump to the defense and start going at it with them, because, I mean, it was the truth. I can't argue with the truth, you know, and I feel like the ball, the way it went, as far as it was ran, it went very well. Danny kept up with the points. There wasn't no drama. There wasn't no all that stuff. There wasn't no arguing. That was good. And that's it. But other than that, I mean, it was something to do after the club. It lasted longer than the club, and that's it.
Oh, it lasted longer than the club?
Yeah, when we left out of there, the club, it was empty. Like, It was nice. It was really nice because, like, when you got over the ball, you could walk over to the other side, like, where the club was, and, like, you know, kind of relax a little bit and get some cool air, and then you go back to the ball and see what's going on. Like, that was nice. I like that. But I like,
I'm being a fat bitch over here. I'm sorry, y'all. Honey, I'm really being a fat bitch. But I want to talk about the ball last night, because there was some geekies at the ball last night, honey. There was some geekies at the ball last night. Steve Malone.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Malone was in the building. Warren Malone, legendary Warren Malone, was in the building. Legendary Sasha Miyake Mugler was in the building. The legendary overall mother, Jasmine Couture herself, you know, she was in the building. It was her function. Myself, the legendary East Coast Kelly Mizrahi was in the building. Jaquan was in the building. Danny Mizrahi was in the building. Corey Mizrahi was in the building. There was a whole bunch of ninjas in the building last night. A whole bunch of cons. The cons. The new cons from Florida was definitely in the building. Honey, they came in. They came through, baby. The cons have invaded Florida. That's what I'm calling it. The cons have invaded Florida. The ninjas was in the building. I don't know what happened to the legacies, the little ones that was left down here in this area, but they ain't come out. I don't know. I guess they rebuilding or whatever they going on down here. But it was cute. I had fun. I commentated last night, girl. It was really cute. I enjoyed myself. And, you know, and I had fun. The Melange won. Well, let me tell y'all what was the kiki of the night, right? If everybody in the chat room listening, I hope y'all listening. Honey, so, well, I told y'all Starship was in the building, right? Well, ex-father Mizrahi, James Mizrahi.
You said right. What'd you say, ex-father?
Ex-father Mizrahi. Ex-father was right, James was right. Was in the building. Hold on. Right here. Ex-father, now, he was just a regular member. Now, he's an ex. member, period, of the House of Israel. Well, he was in the building last night, girl, and he was walking Face. Face was sitting. The child he was battling, Face was sitting. And, baby, the only thing I know, it got down to, I think the score was, it was seven judges, so it was 3-3. So Starsha had to break the tie. So automatically, you know Starsha's going to give it to her house member, because she's the warm up at the house, I'll be out here over there. But I don't think James seen the fact of Starsha giving her child the vote. So he left out the boardroom for a minute and came back, guys, in the chat room and said, that motherfucking man tried it. And so I looked at him, and I thought he was talking about Warren, because Warren tied it up for Starsha to break the tie. And so somebody asked him, well, who are you talking about? And he gave very ham and pointed at Miss Starsha girl. It was a kinky, bitch. I was gagging, honey. And then he got loud and everything, honey. And then, you know, the overall mother, honey, the overall mother kicked him out the club, Miss Bang, and kicked him out
the
club.
No, you did not. You got to give the full details. Don't just be like that, because before she kicked him out, it was Starsha jumped off the panel and again, don't fucking try me, bitch. Don't fucking try me because you don't know who you're fucking with. You got, Kelly, don't sugarcoat.
Oh, no, I wasn't in there for that part. Remember, I ran out. I ran out.
No, you were not. Oh, no, because he was in there. So where was you?
I ran out the other side of the door, honey. You know, baby, my face costs a lot of money, girl.
Please, Kelly. Anyway, she ran off the panel and was
trying to.
It was a mess. And then they started, and he didn't say nothing. He just looked at her like she was crazy. I thought Starsha was the bad guy, the way that, you know, she had jumped off the thing. And she was giving, don't fucking try me, and bitch, I'll fuck you up, and da-da-da-da-da.
Where's my girlfriend, Miss Nicki Minaj? She was in the building at the function. Nicki, are you here in chat, boss?
Kelly, I know you was down here.
Jaquan, you is a mess.
I don't know why we were in the show at 12:30. I'm bored, Kelly. I'm on the road and you in there eating. And the show be ended at 12:30 and you keep sitting up here and don't make it fun. So
baby,
The
show's not gonna end at 12:30, baby. He's good. Let me tell you something, Jaquan, right? Baby Jaquan, we can sit here on the phone and we can have a conversation that ain't got even nothing to do with the ball or anything. Maybe the girls are still going to listen. The girls ain't going to press one. They ain't going to have nothing to say, Miss Bay. They just want to hear my voice. They just want to hear our voice, honey. Bitch, they don't give a fuck, bitch. And if you see, honey, I'm more reserved. If the listening audience see, I'm more reserved and more a lady tonight, honey. Because I'm down here on poolside, so I have to be a white woman, honey. I don't want the people down the road to hear me yelling. So you don't have to be white woman, honey. So you see, I'm more reserved tonight, honey. I'm very classy and reserved. And, you know, sitting up here cracking down my food, honey, and acting like a white woman, honey. So, you know, if they're looking for that loud and ghetto version of Kelly, I guess they're going to have to get that tomorrow when I get back to New York. But tonight, I'm going to be a white woman. Yes, I am ballroom. Yes, I am.
Baby, what?
Let me tell you, honey. Let me tell you what I got right now, ballroom. I have snow crab legs, ballroom. Snow crab legs.
Where y'all get crabs from?
What?
Y'all got some crabs when I left.
No, I went down the road and got me some. Baby, I needed some crabs. So, ballroom, I got, Kelly, what you need is my food. Oh, blackjack. I got snow crab legs, corn on the cob, steamed shrimp, and it came with an Italian sausage, a boiled Italian sausage. I'm eating very healthy tonight. Very white woman.
You got your Old Bay and hot sauce.
No, I ain't got no Old Bay and hot sauce. I don't need all of that for this. This stuff is seasoned. This stuff is seasoned so. It's really fabulous, Jacob. Funny. But, you know, her. Yeah. So what do you think about, what do you think about that, the girls that came out and voted for female figure performance last night?
You said Butch Queen performance.
No. I said female figures. The three female figures that came out. The 007, the Khans, and the Milans.
I mean, it was okay. I mean, you know. They got what is it called when they get hungry for it? They was voting for their life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was okay. It was okay. I didn't. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh no, I said it was okay. I mean, I really didn't. I didn't really enjoy it. It was just a mess to me. It looked the fool, but I'm not gonna be the. You know.
What did you enjoy?
They was all looked like a whole bunch of men with wigs on voguing up there. Like I understand they butch queen and drags and not femme queens and not all of them vogue alike, but to a certain extent, I mean, goddamn. I mean.
No, I'm not talking about them anymore. I'm just talking about what did you enjoy, period, about last night.
Oh, you asked me about that category, though.
Oh, yeah, I got off of that because you wasn't really giving me no enthusiasm without asking about it. So I know you wasn't enthused by it. So now I'm just going to ask you, what did you enjoy?
About the ball, I liked how, it's very different. I just like the ball, period, because the Florida scene just real different altogether. Like, the people and... This is very different. It's a key.
Baby,
it's
yeah.
Like, everybody, you know, it's not trying to be funny, but they, I don't know. It's just different. It's a key.
That's happening. Just like what Jay
came out for fucking Runway, bitch.
Miss Ebony said, just like Virginia.
It's a key.
Yahoo
key.
Message. Uh-huh.
Yes, Virginia is a key.
Baby,
I liked the ball though. The ball was fun. It kept me entertained. That runway child had that Kelly from the ball.
Which one? The big the Milan child?
No, the naked one with the band.
I don't know. What was he? A ninja?
Yeah.
Yes, he was a ninja. He came out there butt ass naked with rainbow stripes around his ass cheek. I get it. What effect was that? They said. But you know what? I should have asked the girls why did they chop him last night, Jake Warren?
Chop who?
I should have asked when they chopped him. Because the category did say gay pride, be creative, and that bitch was definitely creative. But it was just a gagger to see her. It was just a gagger to see a butch queen walk runway naked. So I'm used to the femme queens doing it. So it was a dagger just to see him naked and doing it. So I couldn't get a chance to ask the judge because I was just falling out. But I should have asked him because he was creative.
I think it was his walk. He might should have had some clothes on because his ass was fat.
Because a lot of them that came out for Virgin Vogue last night, I mean Virgin Vogue, Virgin Runway, they can walk. But I guess they've been watching YouTube and watching all these girls and with all these shenanigans and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You see, after the second one got chopped, I told the third one, because she was about to do it too, I told her to slow down and just walk up and down and just turn and pose and that's it. You see, she got through. So maybe that next time, her girlfriends will listen to what I said, and they'll be ready for next month. Because next month here in Orlando, Florida, the Milans versus the Mizrahi, honey. The Milans won last night, honey, and the Milans had to pick a name out of the hat this day on what house they wanted to battle for next month, and Steve Milan drew the Mizrahis. So the Mizrahi versus the Milans next month, July 11th, here in Orlando, Florida, at the Versus Series. I'm going to be here. How you doing? I'm coming. So, Steve, if you're out there listening, I'm coming back. I'll be here. Okay? Are you coming back, Jake Warren?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I hope you do. No food poisoning in this trip.
And no butter for your motherfucking mouth either, okay?
You're gonna make my girlfriend come up on this live, honey.
This thing, well, you're there. You're still there.
You heard? He's gonna keep it cute, honey. Let me tell y'all, Jake, Juan got me in trouble the other day, girl.
I didn't get you in nothing.
Jake Juan really got me in trouble the other day, girl. I was really tagging. It was a mess. Hey. But we're not gonna talk about that. Is anybody out there on the phone line that wanna come with? Excuse me, Jake. Sorry. Anybody out there on the phone line that want to come on and tell me about hold on, Jake. Anybody out there on the phone line that want to come and talk about who won in D.C. last night? Because I need to find out what happened in D.C.
It was right?
Yeah. And I need to find out what happened in D.C., honey. Where's Ronnie at? Ronnie, was you in D.C. this weekend? I need to find out. Oh, my gosh, Kelly, we do not know. Baby, I'm sorry, honey. I'm not eating anymore. I'm drinking soda right now. I'm drinking soda right now. I was opening my soda, honey. I'm not chewing anything anymore. That wasn't me. That probably was Jaquan that was chewing some of that time. But I ain't eating nothing right now. I'm drinking soda.
I don't have nothing to eat. I already ate.
Oh, well, I'm done for right now. I'm eating the soda.
Eating the soda.
Yeah, I mean, drinking the soda. I'm going to give a shout-out to the 11-inch King. To Miss Alana, to Black Jack. Who else is up here in the chat room? I know that's up in the chat room. Miss Wendy Williams, DJ Mike Q, Kurt, Prince, Mother 007, Sexy Sapphire, Toy Boy, Urban. I want to give all of y'all a shout out. How the fuck are y'all doing, bitch? I see y'all. Do we have any phone calls?
No.
Nobody don't push one. You see, I told you, Jaquan.
There's nobody. No, for real, nobody really gonna push one?
No. But then, right, let me tell you. If I would have transferred the show, if my Yahoo messages would have been blowing up, everybody would have hit me up. Like, why y'all not doing the show? Why y'all not doing the show? The girls just want to sit here and listen to me talk. Like, what the fuck? Honey, why do y'all just want to sit here and listen to me talk?
Did you put your pictures on Facebook yet?
No. Tell it, you do not shout out. I don't know who the million guests is. I don't shout them out. I don't know who they are. I need names. I just can't be shouting out random people. I need some names to work with. Those guests that's in here, it only takes the same amount of time they take to log in to find this show, and the same amount of time they can log in and make a screen name and become a person and not just a guest. No, there's no tiny chat tonight.
Oh, shit. We ain't did that in a long time.
I want to give a shout out because I know my girls are on the phone listening. I want to give a shout out to all the ex-Miss Rockies in Miami. I still love y'all. I wish y'all luck, even though y'all pump, but I still love y'all. Like pumps.
Why?
I don't know. Wait, hold on. This.
I had one of them muffins again, too, Kelly, before I left.
You did?
Yeah, the chocolate chip one, though. That one was better than the banana nut.
Wasn't it so fast? It was so fast.
Yeah, it was warm.
The girls are gonna get it.
Why?
When I tell you, you know, cause this us sitting here on the phone just having a conversation like this, I could have called your cell phone and had a conversation with you like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm gonna do
what
for the girls.
Huh?
I don't know where Chacha. I don't know where Chacha is tonight. Chacha might be getting ready for her trip. You know, Chacha is gonna be coming around really soon. But I know what I'm gonna do for the girls, honey. I'm gonna take a nice 2 week vacation.
Ooh.
And we're gonna go down.
Y'all gonna go down?
Yeah, we're gonna go down. After tonight, we're gonna go down for 2 weeks, and we're gonna let the girls listen to the red carpet and see how y'all like that.
You tried that.
Andre's in Atlanta. I don't know where Nicole's at.
Andre's in
Ginger's in Texas.
Who is Ginger?
Oh, shit. Princess, ain't nobody want to listen to no damn red carpet. Well, the girls need to start interacting. The red carpet is on summer recess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah? Oh.
What happened?
Well, baby, I'm about to go on summer recess, too, because ain't nobody giving me no feedback. Like, what the fuck? And I'm about to have meal recess. I need to tell what you call it? This is what I'm going to do for the summertime, right?
Right.
This is I'm thinking about doing for the summertime, right? I'm just going to start coming on Monday night after a major ball in whatever city the major ball is in. It has to be a primary major city, like L.A., New York, Atlanta, Chicago, you know, like different states like that, Virginia. When it's like a major ball in one of those states and the girls is going this thing, I'm going to come on that Monday. I'm going to do the recap, and I'm not going to come back until it's another major ball again. That's what we're going to be doing for the summertime.
The next rumble ball. I walked runway against the show. It was two legacies. Me, hello?
Yes.
Oh. Am I online?
Yes, you are, bitch. You walk runway.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck because I'm like jail, bitch. Anyway, I'm at the Chanel headquarters in L.A., and I thank you. Bitch,
before you go into that, please give a shout-out to my Gemini brother, Nico Chanel.
Oh, I'll make sure I give Nico Chanel. You know, today's his birthday.
I know, that's why I
said
it.
Michelle, it's his birthday. You're Gemini. Nico, Kelly said happy birthday. Okay, I told him. He didn't hear me, but I'm going to try to run it again. Let me give you the tape. Now, see, I was being real respectful about the situation. And I was waiting and I was waiting and I was waiting. I'm going to tell you about the $1,000 that was stolen from me.
Ooh.
In Miami. I'm going to give it to you. And I don't want nobody taking that shade because it's mayonnaise. It ain't shade. It's motherfucking mayonnaise. Oh, excuse my language. It's mayonnaise. Okay, so let me give you the tea, girl. So mind you, I had an iPod that was bought for me because of my old iPod that was messed up. Mind you, my iPod was four and some change. Altogether, came up to 500. The 36 gigabyte. I mean, no, sorry. Yeah, 36 gigabyte touch iPod that my niece got for me. I'm not saying no names. You know who it is, Kelly. So I said, okay. I went to a certain house. I went to Delano Ebony's house. And the reason why I'm going up like this is because it's been a week, and I've been calling, and ain't nobody been calling me to tell me anything. So now I'm taking this as shade. So mind you, which Delano Ebony, and I have to give him his props, gave me the most wonderful time of my life, including the Ebony's that was staying there. I had my iPod in one of his rooms that I was staying in. When I turned around, my iPod was in the living room. Don't ask me how it got there. I don't know. But that's what it was sold to me. My iPod got stolen. Nobody has not caught me yet. So I need to know what are they going to do about this problem? And I have been reaching out, so nobody can say I haven't been. But now it's like I got to get public with it so someone can get the news. Because I know every time when someone's on your show, they get the news real fast. So that was the first 500. So the Ebony or whoever it was at Delano's house that took my iPod, please either give me back my iPod, mail it to me, or give it to an Ebony that knows me, or give me my $500. MoneyGram is cheaper. I don't have a green dot, and I thank you. Now, the other 500. Okay, girl. Are you with me? Okay, girl. Mind you, I go to the mini ball, which was the rubber ball, the day after. Hold on. Y'all gotta talk about it. I'm making it hot. Okay, so I had worked for the $500. And I lost. So I paid it, you know, because I'm not gonna lie, the child was working against me. You know, she was doing her thing. I have to give her props. She's on my lawn. You know, I hope to, you know, sometimes the legends win, sometimes the legends don't. Now, this is the beef that I had because I got the team later on down the line. And that's what, this is where I'm plucked at. What was told to me, and I'm going to keep it a secret because I don't want to go through the, oh, I didn't say that, but what was told to me that it was a child that used to be a Milan that was at the end of the panel. So I was given, what are y'all talking about? They was like, oh, she always was a Milan. So, didn't I tell you that them girls were trying to hit me up? Because your show be hot, Kelly. So anyway, so I was given... What are y'all talking about? They go, oh, she always wrote for the Milans, this, that, and the other. My thing was I was gagging because I didn't put two and two together. And I was like, really? Like I said, I'm not mad because I lost. Because, you know, like I win some, I lose some. But I felt that it was unfair to me. That's like, it's no shade. That's like if me putting, like, Mark Korn is not a Korn no more, but he's a 007, but he still votes for Korn. I don't think that would be fair to other people. I'm just using him as an example. So I don't want, you know, to be like, no one calling Mark with all this. But I can tell Mark and I can break that down to him. Love you, Marky. But I was gagging because I was like, well, bitch, if I knew that, I would have made sure that Mama was moving that panel. And then you could have had put Mickey Mouse up there. So that's why I thought it was unfair. So I got cheated out of $1,000. And I was gagging. And don't get me wrong, and everybody knows that Hustle Malone knows that I live for the jam. So it's not the whole house.
Hold on. Miss Ebony just hit me up and said you should have brought your ass to Orlando.
I should have what?
Miss Ebony just hit me up and said you should have brought your ass to Orlando.
I was working in Miami, so I couldn't go back to Atlanta.
Orlando.
I couldn't because I was working in L.A. So I couldn't go to Orlando. And the incident didn't happen in L.A. I mean, the incident didn't happen in L.A. It happened in Miami. And Miami was last week. Orlando was this week.
Oh.
But giving up to my sister because I heard her boy was a success. I didn't get no info from it, but I guess I would hear this story as everybody's on the radio show. And I don't want to think, I don't want nobody to think of that I'm hating houses because I'm not. I'm just hating the bitch, whoever sold my iPod. That's where I'm going at. And Zalana, I still love you, but you have not got back at me yet, and I have been trying to reach out to you. But it looks like this is the only way I can get, that you can get my message. And it's no shade. But I have been reaching out, and I've been getting paid, and I'm getting very plucked because we're on a new week. So this is another reason why I'm on the radio show. But I still live for the whole house of Ebony. I just don't like the bitch that stole out of Zalana's house. Whoever
well,
you are.
It was at the ball last night. Oh, the cars were taking over Miami.
And another thing, and I'm putting a shout out, and I'm putting a shout out because you know I always speak for myself. Derek Overseer Aphrodite, when I see you, I'm going to see you. And just like I said, I love getting on your show because I know the word gets out really fast. And if anybody in my family from the House of Karn wants to know what's going on, I will tell y'all. Miss Kelly, I will tell you what's going on after the show. And whoever else is close to me, I will let them know why I'm looking for her.
Can you tell me?
I'll give y'all the key.
Can you just answer this question?
Yes, sister.
Are you looking for Victoria's Secret in the Victoria's Secret way?
Am I looking for her in the Victoria's Secret way, like as in spreading my wings?
Yes, your Victoria's Secret.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, sister. My lawyers don't want me talking about this case. So I'm going to have my lawyers talk to their lawyers to try to solve this problem. But, sister, I'm going to give you the dirt, girl. And when I give it to you, girl, you're going to be like, what? Are you serious? Dead for blood.
Well, girl, well, what are you doing in L.A.?
Well, I'm chilling with the whole house of Chanel.
I know that's right.
Yes, I'm getting my L.I.F.E.
Oh.
And I will be in Boston. So Boston girls, all the girls that are going to Boston, yes, I will be in Boston. And after Boston, I will be in St. Louis. And after St. Louis, I will be at my sister's function. And I thank you. And sister, if you are listening or if somebody's next to you listening, I did give out your flyers. And I love you.
When are you going to Boston?
I'm going to Boston Tuesday, and I will be there all the way until the 11th. No, I will be there. I'm sorry. Yeah, the 11th, and then the 12th, I'm in St. Louis, and then after that, I will be in New York on the 13th.
Is it going to Boston?
What you say, sister?
I said
it's a
going to Boston.
Yeah, it's a going to Boston. The function that you was with that one from the 500. Remember that function that, what's the name, one of the 500 that we was there and you were judging? And you were doing things that you wasn't supposed to do? Yes, they having another one.
When? On Friday?
Yes, which on the 11th.
Oh.
You need to be up in that building. But Jasmine, I gotta call you, sister. I know you're listening. I gotta hear about your function. But who won? I didn't get to see who won.
The Melange won.
Oh, okay. So the Melange is calling out the Mizrahi. Oh, okay. So then whoever wins that, they gotta. Oh, okay. Eat that.
Whoever wins out of Melange, Mizrahi. They pick who they want to battle.
Oh, all right, so it's an M&M ball.
Okay, so what are y'all doing over there? It's loud over there. Who are y'all
in the party? Honey, it's so Chanel, honey. I'm not going to say all their names, but they in the building. And they are texting me down. Honey, whoever you are, stop texting me if it ain't about my 500 or my other 500 that was stolen. I can't talk. I'm on the radio.
Is he gone over there?
Huh?
Is he gone over there?
Yes, my son is over here.
Tell him, give him a shout-out. Hi, John.
Your auntie gave you a shout-out, Bijan. Miss Kelly. Stop trying to have my son, Kelly. That's your nephew.
I'm not trying to have him. Give a shout-out to mother. Give a shout-out to Legendary Mother Devon Chanel. How you doing, sister?
She's not here yet. I guess Devon on her way.
Yeah, she's on her way.
Wait, Miss Cole. No, bitch, let me tell you, girl, mother have caught Will. Girl, the ball was over. Bitch, I wish you were there.
Hold on. Since you on the phone, Miss Day, we talking about balls that happened this weekend, bitch. Give us a recap of what happened in motherfucking L.A. this week.
Okay, what happened in L.A.? Grandma's was real cute. Milan won the 500. Was it 1,000 or 500? 500. Miss Toto said she shouldn't have. Miss Tutu said she shouldn't have won the 500, but congratulations to Milan. His body is still looking right. Mind you, I was cool to him a little bit. I keep forgetting that's my brother. But anyway, but the house of Chanel got a boo-boo kitty, Miss Kelly. Girl, he is everything, and I thank you. What else? My sister fell off the judge's panel. I'm going to tell you how Devon fell off the judge's panel, and I'm going to give it to you. Antonio Allure was bad with. Antonio was battling, and he was pouring all the water all over the place. And Miss Miss Devon was in her purse looking for something. I don't know what she was looking for. Oh, right, right. She was looking at her slippers and looking at her purse. And, honey, when she turned around, honey, Niagara Falls came out of nowhere, honey, and my girl fell off the stage. She was like, what the fuck? Girl, when she fell off that stage, but you know they caught the diva. And one thing I can say, when I tell you Kelly O2 came out, they saw their house mother on the floor laid out. When I tell you that whole house stood up like the class of 2010 graduated, girl, I stood there. I said, oh, gosh, the ball is over. But she was safe. She was calm. She said that she was just laying there trying to figure out what she should do. But then she got up. But she got up and she was okay. She got back on the judge's panel. The Lady Gaga dance competition thing was amazing. That was hot. Big up to the two teams. Everybody got chopped for the $1,000 performance, which they were composed to, with no shame.
You just started to say the girls got chopped.
You're going to give me the beat. Oh, well, they was looking. I'm going to give it to you, but I was just trying to give you the short version because I know all the girls want to get on your phone and start asking me more questions. So the real key was that the girls was coming out. Some girls was voguing to music that wasn't even theirs. So we didn't understand that. And the kids was just getting shot. Nobody walked the runway for the 500, which I did not understand. Honey, it wasn't like the two divas was walking their own function. So I gagged at that. What else I gagged at? What else? Girl, it was these big, fat, ugly bitches. Oh, excuse my language. It was these big, fat, ugly things. Maybe I was calling them the thick madams. Not the thick madam. Thick madass and goddamn. Yes, girl. They looked at fierce, sister, when I tell you. They looked at fierce. We'll talk about that. I'm on a real show. So, mind you, sister, I was gagging her ugly. They was big, funky, ugly. I'm not saying no ex-girlfriend names of ours, but they was looking so fierce. What else happened? Mind you, it was, when I tell you, the best fight ever was the Quiet Storm fight in the back. You know, I got the tea, girl. Mind you, how they was in the dressing room, I'm not saying who walked Grand March, but you know who ball it was. I heard they gave you a mannequin activate, wore the straight child out so fiercely that I heard that the straight child was giving, please no more, please let me leave. When I tell you, that was the best fight ever because no one knew about that fight at all. Mind you, said, I got the... Well, let me tell you, hold on, they're going to say hi.
Hello.
Tell them who you are.
This is Tori Chanel. Mr. California. Hi, how are you? Hold on.
Oh,
shit.
Hold on.
Hello, this is Dave Chanel, the runway diva.
Hold on.
And this is Floyd Chanel, the other runway diva.
Now you know who gave the ball.
Oh, so they was wearing the child out in the back.
Yes, they was wearing the child. But mind you, doing here, getting here, cause smoking blunts and drinking, and was wearing the child out. Sister, when I say I did not know nothing about it until the ball was over, and the Tempest of Lord, you looked amazing last night. Yes, fire, she looked amazing.
She really did. Miss Sasha looked amazing down here, too.
Miss Sasha was in... In Florida?
Yeah, they caught her man and everything. They came up to her and gave the birth.
What? Wait, what you say, girl?
Baby, this Bush Queen came up to her and gave the birth. That man tried it.
Wait, a Bush Queen came up to you and told you that a man tried it, and they were calling my girlfriend a man?
Yeah, James.
Okay. Thank you. What James?
James, thank you, Ms. Rahi.
James, oh! Are you serious?
Yeah, so cool. You know, I gagged. I was like, I thought he was talking about Warren.
James X is Rahi from Florida called Ms. Sasha a man. Come on.
I am gagging. I'm giving this shit out to the tea, girl. Yeah.
I said to him, because I'm thinking he's talking about Warren.
Right.
I say, who are you talking to?
And he goes right in front of Miss Sasha's table because, you know, he just had their own individual table. He goes right in front of Miss Sasha's table and says,
oh, my God. Oh, well, girl, let me give you the other tea, girl, about what happened in L.A., girl. So how JT is coming out. Speaking of Mugler, give a shout-out to my legend icon, House of Mugler. Well, let me give you the tea on that one. So how come giving speeches about, you know, how the girls come out and, you know, they travel, they do their thing? So I forgot, I thought I had called JT out, and I realized that I didn't. So I went in the bathroom, and no, he was not sniffing coke. So I went in the bathroom to go get him. So I could only... You know, so he's like, oh, no, sir, but I'm not walking out. I said, no, I'm calling you out, giving you a shout-out. He's like, so you got the Mugler going, Mugler. You know how they do it. So he goes, he whispers to me, I'm not a Mugler. I'm an Allure. So I got very, so in the midst of it, he's telling me that, girl, you got the Mugler screaming, giving him life. So you know me, as a commentator, I got to blow it up. So I got married on the bullhorn, and I got to tell you about the bullhorn, bitch. If I don't tell you about the bullhorn, Devon got to tell you about the bullhorn. The bullhorn is legendary. So I'm just, I take the bullhorn. So then I get married. I have an announcement to make, Mugler. So in the midst of me about to say it, JT goes, no, I'm a 007. I got married. No, say something to yourself, girl. If you're a lord, you're in the lord. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, if you're going to the house, you must just let it be known. So, honey, he let it be known, and then the Mugler was like, oh, really? Like, oh, really? Like, she tried it? So, you know me. I got like, well, honey, let the battles begin at the next function. And it is what it is.
There was some mini gangs in California.
Yeah, and I heard Miss, what is her name? Happy Feet is now a garçon now. Happy Feet, she's a garçon. Not really for the Swiss Happy Feet. I think Vogue Sim. She's from Oakland. She's a garçon now.
Well, how she used to be.
Honey, whoever 786 is, I will call you back. I'm on the radio show. Hold on.
Maybe they call them to tell you they have your iPhone.
I'm a hope so. But yeah, child, there was a lot of things going on. And I give a shout out to, you know, my new chapter that's in LA, Cons. And let me let y'all know now, y'all, Faith Jesus, that's coming to the 25th anniversary of Con. Faith, second category for $3,000 Faith in the House is the second category of the night. So please be on time to collect your cash. And Best Dress is the first category. So make sure you are on time to collect your cash.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the face for the 3,000 and Best Dress for 1,000 sis.
Hold on, Nikki, are you coming on live with me, Nikki? Nikki, are you coming on the top five, honey? Well, you are over there deep with those Chanels, Miss Thang.
Yes, and you can hear all the Chanels, right?
It sounds like you
let it double C. No, I'm a double C at heart. And give a shout out to all the Baltimore girls. I heard it was a ball out there, so sorry I couldn't be there to cut up with y'all, but I heard the ball was real cute.
Oh, hold on, Coolie. Hold on 1 minute. Nikki!
Hello?
What's it?
Well, shit, how y'all get me on the line? Hello?
Baby, you know I'm in headquarters, honey.
I just got it from work.
You know I'm down here in headquarters, honey, and I'm running shit tonight, honey.
I don't know how y'all even got me on the line. My phone didn't even ring.
Baby, you know, baby, I'm running shit tonight. It's no Miss Ebony tonight. I'm behind the board tonight, honey. We gave Miss Ebony the night off. I'm here. Okay. Baby, how did you like the function last night?
The function was actually cute. I mean, the turnout wasn't as great as I bet Jasmine that it would have been. She actually beat me to it or whatever, but the function was all right. What I mean, down here, the kids down here kind of like, they're kind of late, just to be real honest. They're really late. And if you're not a pageant kid, then the remainder are ballroom kids are the tacky faggots on the reel. So whoever came out last time, most of them were from Miami, so that's that.
I want to know where all the gay, you know what I,
The child who came off a runway in that naked bodysuit, whatever, I chopped him because of his walk, not because of his effect, because his walk was very virgin, like very, very virgin.
Baby, so I gotta explain that to me, honey. I wanted to find out who was that child that was in the background that had so much mouth this day, honey.
Oh, that was talking about when you was.
Yes, that was talking. What I was reading. Yeah, when I was reading about the urban street women, say, bitch, we gonna talk about maybe motherfucking product, motherfucking high fashion street women, baby. Well, you down here in Florida, bitch, honey. Every motherfucking piece of trade, bitch, that can sell about some crack, bitch, got a pair of products on the street corner. Bitch, honey, please. High fashion is something, you know, that everybody's not wearing, honey. But I had fun. I enjoyed myself, though. I didn't waste no time. I got here and got right in the house and went straight to bed.
Me too.
I was tired.
So tell me.
Yes.
Is the Mizrahi chapter of Miami closed?
Yes.
Oh.
Why you gag?
I mean, I heard overall mother giving out warning shots last night. I don't know y'all was going to put it in full effect at the same time.
Baby, affected immediately. She don't play no game, honey. She plays no games, honey. She takes the house just. Yeah. She takes the house seriously, just like her business, honey. She plays no games, honey. Employees do what they got to do at work, honey. They get fired, honey. And maybe the girls got terminated, honey. I'm gagging. I still love them though. They're still my family. They can still call me. I still love them. Especially you, Raymond. How you doing? But I don't know. What do you think? What did you think about that whole incident last night, Nick?
I mean, he shouldn't have really came out his face and called Sasha a man, even though, no shade, we in the chat room, we kiki and we do it. We do it as a kiki, but he did it out of anger because she voted over him or whatever. It's just a ball. And y'all always say balls are just for fun. I mean, he wasn't going to win any money last night. So either way, take it as a loss and move on. But coming out of his face and say, oh, that man started the win, that was on the line.
He won some money. The Milan's only won over by 2 points. Yeah, he could have won some money, Kelly. But,
Either way, it's fun and joke, Kelly. Like, I mean, like, really? Like, you got to go there? Like, for real?
Yeah, I gag, though. Let me tell you, to be honest, I thought he was talking to Warren until he went over there and pointed in front of Sasha's face. I really gagged.
No, but I gagged at when Sasha jumped up and was like, you don't know me. I was like, oops. I thought she was gonna swing. I was like, "Oh Lord."
Maybe it looked like it was gonna be a battle, honey.
She got over there fast too. Maybe
it looked like it was gonna be a cute little battle. So Nikki, let me tell you my plan. I'm thinking about doing.
All right, let me hear your plan.
This is my plan. I'm thinking about doing. Cause you know the girls don't call and the girls don't give me no feedback, and so I just sit here and I just talk with my co-host, and I can do that with my co-host off the air. So my plan is that when school lets out and there's no more school, I'm going to let the radio show out, and I'm only going to come on Monday night after a major ball until September, until after the Con Ball. Then I'll come back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays after the Con Ball. What do you think about that?
I mean, it sounds like a nice little plan, but after a while, the girl's going to get over it. Because normally, now you cut it down from 3 days to two, now you're cutting down to one. So, I mean, after a while, the girl's going to start paying it, which, I don't know.
Baby, but the girls is not giving no feedback. It's 51 girls now. It's 50 girls in the chat room now. And I don't know how many girls on the phone line. But the girls just want to sit here and they just want to listen to us talk. Honey, so you know what I think? I'm going to make a recorder, bitch, and play it. Bitch, make a recorder and just play it. It's just be me and Jaquan. It'd be me and Jaquan and somebody just talking, bitch, and just play the recorder.
Yep. Y'all should test that shit out to make a recording sound and play tomorrow and see what y'all get.
Yes. Maybe I am. But it's always like this on Monday, Kelly. No, it's not really like Mondays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it used to really like dwindle with the numbers to Legendary Prince. It used to dwindle with the callers and stuff on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But on Monday really is like really like the popping show, and it's like I could never stay on topic on Monday night. It's supposed to be a recap, but we flip it to this and flip it to that. And it seems like everything is just like the girls, I don't know. I have to figure it out. I try to bring the Shasha on, to liven up the show, this thing, because, she has a loud personality, And I'm trying to be the calm, serene person. And so, I brought somebody else that was loud like me, so I could be the calm person. Girls don't really give Miss Shasha no energy, Miss Thing. And y'all be giving it to her.
Sasha wasn't too loud. She was too loud, extra loud.
Oh, shit. They said Shasha ain't loud like this. So what is she? You get me on hold. They say, yes, we got you on hold, Kool-Aid. We got you on hold. Shasha is extra. But because I'm trying to find, this is the thing, right? And I don't know what we... I sit on Yahoo and we tell the girls to go to Yahoo and tell them different things they want to see about the show or things they want to change about the show. And nobody don't be sending no emails or nothing. Like, I'm trying different things, Miss Thing, and the girls are getting me over it, Miss Thing. And I love being on the air and being here and, and talking with the girls. But the girls is getting me over it. Kelly, can you start doing dead? Dead Right Mondays. What is Dead Right Monday? You gotta give me. I don't know. You gotta explain more to me. Like you saying dead wrong, huh? Huh? Who? I'm not. Oh. Hold on. Wait. Hold on one minute. Cause hold on. Okay, bitch. What the fuck? Hold on.
Jaquan.
Jaquan.
Yes.
Talk to Nikki for 1 minute. I gotta go. Hold on. Talk to Nikki for 1 minute.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah. When did you leave? You left today?
Yeah, I'm on the highway now. Over.
Oh. Y'all didn't go nowhere this week when y'all was down here?
I wasn't going nowhere. I was sick. I had to stay in the house. But no, it wasn't really like you had to go nowhere when you had Jasmine house. Everything to do there.
Yeah. Y'all on the east side.
Is that what? We on the what? Who was on the what?
Y'all on the east side, the white side of town. Jasmine, y'all live in the ghetto.
You said, oh. So where Jasmine live is the white side.
Yeah.
I was over somewhere, and it was the hood, bitch. It was the hood of Florida. I mean, I ain't never seen it. It was off Orange Blossom Trail or something. It was the hood.
Hold on.
And the houses was all cement blocks.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I don't like that.
Okay, hold on. We got a cool line. I'm waiting for this number to come across my package. Hold on. I'm waiting for this number to come across. Sorry. Okay. 240-788. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? I mean, on the recap show. You see how the girls got me so confused?
I was about to say, this is not Tuesday, Kelly.
Hi, Rodney. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on, people?
Hey, Rodney.
What's up, Rod?
Chilling.
What's going on?
Oh, I haven't seen Rodney.
Say it again.
I said, I haven't heard from you in a minute. I forgot about, not about you, but how you been?
I've been good. Been good. Chilling. I went to a few things this weekend.
What year? How was the ball in D.C.?
The ball in D.C. was okay. I wish more D.C. people would have attended. I guess they knew that our Kiki House was going to win the money, so they paid it and didn't come. The House of Envy won $1,000 again, second year in a row.
That's right, working out Envy.
But we'll give a shout-out to the House of Minaj. They debuted at the ball.
House of Minaj?
Yes, the House of Minaj.
Who had that house?
Egypt is the overall mother.
Because it's already a House of Minaj.
And, well, y'all have to discuss that with them. I'm an Envy, but I'm just giving you the details. Egypt was the mother, is the mother, and Jaden Garcon is the father. And then you had the Virginia father, which is D'Anthony, I think. It was mostly Balenciagas. Trishe is D.C. mother. They were battling us. They were battling us pretty much the whole night. It was, and then the it was a Kiki House of the Ball Heads, and they wasn't doing that well, so they decided to merge with the House of Minaj at the ball.
Oh,
so it was two houses versus us. You know, so I was like, okay, the shade is thick up in here tonight. Then you had the House of Poochie. You had the House of IHOP.
Oh, shit.
Those were pretty much the houses that were competing. And then the production, the grand prize was the art of imitation. So the Minajes and the Envies, we both did the production. To me, there wasn't a production. They did something. I'm throwing shade there. They was doing something, but it wasn't no production. You had Andre did Charles Kahn. Well, both houses did Kahn. So you had to pick a real ballroom house and bring those characters to life. So, Andre brought it as Charles. D'Anthony brought it as Leon. And Trishe brought it as Ayana.
I know, that's right.
And then our house, Sonic brought it as Charles. Orlando, who walks All-American, brought it as Mark, and I brought it as Selvin.
Mm.
So, we definitely gave the people a treat when they saw our production.
Did anybody recorded it?
I didn't. I saw Father Dio with his camcorder, but I think at that club they wasn't allowing people to use the cameras. I don't know if he was able to get it out or not. But Selvin, yes, I finally did you, Selvin, at the ball. The crowd loved it. So you know how I do when I imitate ballroom patrons. I really give them a show. So you would definitely enjoy. You would enjoy seeing it if it is on tape. I figured somebody probably taped it with their camera or something and gonna put it on YouTube. But you know, it was definitely fun.
She's on. When I go, I'm on. I was in the office, honey. I had the place on hold, honey. I had to come out. I came. She was had a whole bunch of Chanel. So we gonna.
I know. I heard it was very loud. I thought it was where you were.
Oh no! You know I'm down on. It's serene and quiet here, honey. You know, I'm running the boards and everything tonight. So when I go back inside for my cigarette break, we'll take Miss Kool-Aid off a hole, honey, so she can come back on. But that's after I have my cigarette break, because, you know, I just got some eating my shrimp and snow crab legs and sausage and baked potato and stuff. So I need a cigarette break now because I just my food. So I'm outside
on poolside having a cigarette break.
Oh, okay, okay. I was busy this weekend. Friday night, I went to Philly to First Fridays. Had a good time with my best friend. We went to Shampoo, and then we went to the mini ball. The mini ball was very crowded. It was definitely a lot of people there, but the actual ball itself was kind of like a little dry for what the people that was there. And I was, you know, it was definitely a hype crowd. But by the time you wait on the ball to start in Philly, sometimes you get drained a little bit, and you know. But I still had a good time. Shouts out to the House of Balenciaga. They was in force. The House of Herrera, Marco and Puda and Jahira and all them were there. They were walking. Sex Iron, final battle was Tank and Rob. That was a hot battle.
Oh, I know that's right. Big shout out.
Yeah.
The girls are traveling this quarter.
Yeah, they were definitely in effect. I was like, oh, okay, Herreras, they were definitely in the building. Shouts out to Marco. Yeah. And a plug for the Herrera Ball on July the 3rd or 4th, that weekend, 4th of July, Herrera weekend in Chicago.
Are you gonna be in Chicago or L.A.?
I will be in L.A.
Yes, I'll be in L.A. too. I'll be in L.A. from the 1st to the 7th.
Yeah, but I still want to give a shout-out because I went to Chicago the last 2 years, so I promised her that I would definitely be there. So
Divine.
I'm definitely going. Yeah, Divine. Oof. I would definitely be in Chicago, in L.A.
What you call it? You know, next month for the $1,000, honey, next month, we don't know how much it's for yet, but next month, you know, the Milans won the $1,000 last night. They picked the Mizrahi's name out the bag, honey, so it's the Mizrahi's versus the Milans next month.
Oh, wow, so y'all actually going to be battling again.
Yes, yes, the Milans won the $1,000 last night. They beat us by 2 points, and they beat us by 2 points, but we was coming for y'all last night, honey, so, you know, we got to get you down here, honey, next month.
Right. I stayed, you know, saying to pour my own in D.C., so I told, you know, Jasmine. I didn't realize her ball was on the same day as RJ, so, you know, since I was home, I don't want to be shady and leave D.C. to go all the way to Orlando, which I definitely wasn't intending on because I told Jasmine I wanted something to eat, you know, and shit like that, so I was mad about that.
We cooked down. We cooked on the grill and everything, honey. We had chicken and hot dogs and macaroni salad and all types of things on the grill and everything. It was really nice, honey. I was
okay.
A fastest weekend, honey. But the ball was really cute. It was really cute, honey. And next month we coming down to play with the Milans in Florida next month.
Okay. What day is that we're going to be on?
On the 11th of next month, July 11th.
I won't be able to make that either.
Why? Where you going to be at?
At Booty and Ken's Ball.
Booty and Ken's having a ball that day too?
Yes.
Baby, July is packed.
It's the same day because Ross and Charles Ball is July 11th too, I think, in New York.
Yes, July is so packed up because the first week in July is L.A. or Chicago. Then it's New York, Atlanta, Florida. I mean, New York, Atlanta, Florida. Then the weekend after that is the D-Up Ball in North Carolina. And then the weekend after that, Paris and Ivernia is having a ball in New York City.
Right.
Yes, there's a lot of things going on. But I'll be in Orlando. I'll be in L.A. Then I'll be in Orlando. And then from Orlando, I'm going to be the weekend after that. I'll be in North Carolina. And then I'll be in New York at the end of the month.
Okay.
Miss Kool-Aid, hold on, girl. I'm coming to you, girl. I have my cigarette break, honey.
I want to give a shout-out to Barry Epic. He won Runway Open to All, Recreate the Look of a Statement or a Legend at the Ball
no,
at Paradise.
Kool-Aid said Booty and the Ball is on the 10th.
Oh, okay, the ball's on the 10th. Okay.
Yeah.
But that might work. I can scoot from Atlanta to Orlando. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, Barry won open to all runway at the Paradox, at the ball in the Paradox on Saturday.
Hold on, Kool-Aid. We about to put you back on right now, and I'm smoking my cigarette, honey. We're going to come to you right now. I'm going back inside to the boards. Hold on, honey. What I tell you,
so,
I don't
so,
know
Kelly.
Yes.
How the Milan's going to battle the Mizzles now, since you just told me that the Florida chapter, or just the Miami chapter, that's closed?
The Miami chapter is closed.
Oh, okay. So were the Miami chapter there to represent with the house at the ball?
Yeah, they was there into James Court, Sasha Bang.
Oh, okay.
And then they got put out. Because, you know, my sister don't like the Bush Queens, disrespected the Fem Queens, honey, so they got put out.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to import Ms. Rahis to Orlando next month.
Oh, okay.
I'm importing
my friend is affected by something that he didn't have no control over. And you know
who
I'm talking about?
No. They wasn't all affected, but you know, they wanted to go with James, so they left.
No. No. We'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that off the air. Huh? Jacqueline is sitting behind me, and she said, we can talk about that now.
Xavier is still a Rahi, Jasmine.
Hi, Rodney.
Hello. I said Xavier is still a Miss Rahi.
That's his own discretion. Listen, I didn't kick anybody out the house.
Oh, okay.
James decided that he wanted to leave because he felt that nobody took up for him or whatever, and all his minions are following him.
Oh, okay.
Now, bottom line is me and Kelly did call for a mandatory meeting this weekend, and they didn't show up. And they did show up at the ball kind of late, very fashionably late. And Xavier didn't even show up either.
Right, he had a final today, so he couldn't come.
Okay, well, he didn't report in either and say anything to anybody.
Oh, okay.
But bottom line is, when James did what he did to Stasha,
right,
and him and his
right.
lover was asked to leave the building, then he gets in his car and he wants to text and call Warren all type of names and text me saying he's leaving because me and Kelly didn't take up for him and calling Stasha all kinds of mans and all the rest of that bullshit. I said, well, you go right ahead and leave because I don't tolerate that anyway, so goodbye. And the rest of his people decided they wanted to leave with him, which is no problem. I wish them all the best. Now, if Xavier wants to continue to be in this house, he needs to know where he reports to. He doesn't report down there. He reports up here. But that's something different. And since you're talking about him, you let him know that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, but it was nice. The ball was really nice, and the venue was really fast, Rodney. It was really fast. Like, you know what I mean? You came to the venue and for $5, how many dollars up in front of the club, honey, and you got out and they parked your car for you and you walked inside and it was nice and it was cool in there. They had a place where you go outside and then you go outside to the outside, Rodney. It was fab. You wouldn't like the outside, but you don't smoke cigarettes. But the outside was fab. You go outside and you could smoke your cigarette and still buy cocktails on the outside while you smoke your cigarettes.
Oh, okay. I always have fun when I go to Orlando.
Does it happen? So I'm saying to myself,
oh, this is cool.
Hey,
you're back.
Yeah.
What's
up, Rodney?
What's going on?
Guess who stepped into the building? At the Chanel headquarters, the Father Boo Boo Kitty Chanel just stepped into the building.
What's going on?
Hey, son.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm talking about you on the radio show. But anyway, you know, the Ebony's got a boo-boo kitty, too, in Miami. He is deadly. His name is Reaching for the Stars, Ebony. I live for him.
He got chopped last night.
He did?
Yeah, his teeth is
crooked. Who chopped him?
Stop.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But it's still over for him now. It's still over for him.
It's over for him. If he gets those two teeth straightened out and forward. But you know, you have some girls gotta see him on his other panel to say and his beauty and everything.
Yeah.
He's going to another room or something.
Okay. Y'all gotta talk low, or they gonna cut me off. Devon is here. Hey, Devon.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, sister?
Oh, girl. I'm not
what's
happy.
Going,
I'm here.
What's going on, Devon?
I'm discussing this little chip off the stage. Not
oh
right.
Yeah, I heard you had a. But at least it was sad to say, at least the kids caught you this day.
Yeah, the kids, they caught me, like, you know, but still, I was just pissed because I was like, you know, I don't think I want to sit here because this don't look safe. I was saying that before, and they was just sit down. Just come on, you're slowing the fuck. I'm like, you guys, I don't even be a bitch, but this doesn't look right. They forced me to sit there, and I ended up on the ground just like I knew that was going to happen. But how is everybody?
Good. How are you, sis? It's Rodney.
Hi. That's chilly. Wait, oh, I see you on the fourth. I can't wait. Getting ready to do the LA thing.
I'll be there on the first, honey.
I'll
be there from the first to the seventh,
honey. Yes, and you know that whole weekend. Make sure everybody know to hit up www.atbla.com and check out all the whole weekend. Because it's supposed to be going there. Are you going to go to the beach, Kelly?
Yes, I'm on the beach.
Yeah, I can't wait. That is going to be the, I probably need to do a couple of extra sit-ups, I don't know, because I want to be in a tizzy. With a lot of hair. What you say? Nico, up there?
Oh, tell him I said happy birthday.
I sure will. Okay. Oh, actually, I'm gonna see y'all this weekend. Ronnie, you going to Jack's birthday ball, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh yeah, I will be there. Oh, definitely. Cannot wait. That's gonna be fun. You know that? Kelly, are you gonna cook?
Yes, I'm cooking. I'm cooking. What?
Yes, cause you know I'm gonna hold you to that.
What day?
Wait, say that again.
We gotta play some.
I'm probably gonna come on. Hello. Something happened. Yeah.
No,
some type of static. Somebody's phone died. Who had that cheap cordless?
Oh. Phone went out.
Breaker.
Oh, Jake Farm phone went out.
Oh, the car phone. Who was that?
That's when he was on there. He's driving back. He's driving to Atlanta back.
Oh, that was Jake Farm. Oh, my bad. Yeah, Rob's still on.
Yeah,
oh, tell him, what did you do? You did him.
Tell him I did his LSS from the Allure Ball in
Your
New
LSS
York.
From the Allure Ball in New York?
Go off.
Oh, so you came out, huh? Is that the ball you came out?
No, the Allure Ball like 2 years ago. Like, the one of...
The what ball?
As a car?
At what? Oh, yeah, sir. Oh, my God.
But where's Nicole? Nicole hasn't been on in a minute. Nicole comes back on.
Well,
you got to tell it because I was in the door. I had to
Did you listen to me? You're listening to me on the air, and you know who I'm talking about because you just IS me, and you're listening to me on the air. I need to be where I need to get out of here. The girls come and get me, Annie, since you're listening to me.
Tell me,
how you doing? Yes.
Hello.
Tell Nico I said happy birthday. I was telling you to tell Nico happy birthday. I ain't know who was on the line. You were telling me. I'm ready to go upstairs. I'm hungry.
Tell me, I'm ready to go.
Hold on, we have a caller. 718-483 Tashawn Milan, you're live on.
Number by heart.
Yes, I know your house number by heart.
I can tell.
What's up, nephew?
What's going on, Rodney?
Nothing much.
Just chilling, watching TV.
You sound like you're real relaxed right now.
I am. I miss you. You're not on iChat right now.
I know. I'm not on iChat tonight, honey.
We got to get you the new iPhone that's coming out on June 24th. We got to get that.
Oh, baby, my girlfriend's gonna get me one. She has one already.
Well, I gotta get me one of those on June
24th. Yeah, they out already. You know, if you work for AT&T, you can get them already.
Oh, see, I ain't
anybody
that I'm working.
AT&T employees already have them already. So hopefully, I'll get one already. You know. I need to be Apple ready with everything.
So what time are we going to Kelly's house next Sunday? What time?
I think we should do a Saturday.
I don't get into town until Sunday.
We can do a Sunday as soon as you get in town.
Baby, yes, you know, I don't have a problem with taking y'all coins. I mean, you know, my stuff is already late. My stuff is very simple and very easy. So, you know, I don't have a problem with taking y'all coins. And, Jasmine said she's going to be making a trip to New York really soon, honey. And she said she's hoping y'all ready because she's going to be taking y'all coins.
Well, I'm ready.
Yes, because, you know, she took $350 from the girls down here, honey.
We don't want to call no names.
I don't want to call no names, but, baby, when I tell you Mother Jasmine, honey, Rodney, when I tell you she got the roulette table, Rodney, the whole table with the ball and the thing and everything, Rodney is
wow.
A mess. But I think she got the whole blackjack table and everything. The girls lost so much coins down here. I felt bad for the girls. The girls just
that's sweet pussy Penelope.
Yes, the girls were sweet pickle Penelope this weekend, honey.
No, that's right. I should have been down there collecting coins.
Baby, when I tell you, Tashawn, the roulette and that blackjack table, it's nasty, honey. She's nasty. She's really nasty. You have to. It's nothing like Atlantic City, honey. Atlantic City, you win. Baby, you'll win about five or six hands, and then you'll go back to losing. You lose about two, and then go back to win. This one, you win about two or three times, baby, and then after that, baby, your luck just goes down, honey, and you just lose, honey. Baby, the girls just kept going in their wallets and pulling out 20s and pulling out 20s, and they just kept disappearing.
Like a real casino, huh?
It was just like a real casino, Rodney. And the girls, it got so bad, Rodney. The girls started going in the bottom of their wallet and in their pockets, pulling out change to get some chips. It was really bad. I felt really bad for them.
What
you saying, John?
My friend going skydiving this in August. I want to go.
Oh yes, I want to go skydiving too. I want to go skydiving, and I want to go motherfucking jet skiing.
Yeah, and I want to go dirt bike. What is that? Motorbike?
Hold on. You know, Miss B Heaven. Let me tell you something, okay? The house of Mizrahi does not add weight to my daughter's name. My daughter's name alone holds weight herself. She don't have to be a Mizrahi. She could be a 007, and her name is going to hold weight by herself. Okay? That's the problem. That's the problem with you girls. That's the problem with you girls in the ballroom scene right now. And it's not just the House of Mizrahi or any House of Mizrahi. That house that you in don't make you, okay? Your talent makes that house name shine stronger, okay? You girls need to get it together. All right. Now, go ahead, Tasha. I'm back to you.
Nah, but we got to do that. This summer, we got to do a lot of things.
Yes, we definitely have to go try out. We definitely got to get back to New York, though.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Definitely. Addy, that's fast. That's fast and football, Addy. Yes, I'm having so much fun, Addy. It's everything over here working the board.
When are you going to put your pictures up on Facebook about poolside?
I'm not putting my pictures up on Facebook trying to get these girls to take it ridicule. They ridicule everything that I put up, honey. They got a picture of me sitting on poolside, and they got a picture of how I look when I went to the ball last night. I'll be damned if I put my pictures up of me in my bathing suit up on Facebook so these girls can take my motherfucking pictures and have me splatted all over the place, honey. They're going to a personal folder on MySpace that only certain people can see those pictures. Like, I have certain pictures on MySpace that only certain girls can see. So I'm not putting them on Facebook, baby. The girls are going to take my shit and have them all over the place. And, honey. They would love to see me in my new ruffled bathing suit, honey. Bitch, please. Why? Who is falling out like that? Who is falling out like that?
Am I back? Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Is that you falling out like that, Jake Warren?
No, bitch. I seen it. I was there. It was a Kiki.
Really? It was a Kiki?
No, I'm just playing, Kelly. He looked cute. Kelly was cute.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm
they had a little two-piece, and they had a little ruffle bottom, like a little tennis shirt.
I'm about to put one of the pictures up right now on Facebook.
Then it's strapped around the back of her neck.
I'm about to load the picture up right now on Facebook, honey. I'm about to load it up for my how do I do it? For my
was this just at the house, Jaquan, or did y'all go out? You went to the beach.
No, this was in the house. This was at the pool.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is in the pool in the house. I'm about to upload one of the pictures right now, honey, so the girls can see. Honey, where's the picture at? I'm going to upload the one with everybody. Bitch, so if they read, bitch, they ain't going to be reading me by myself. They're going to be reading the girls. They're going to be reading the kids, too, baby. Honey, they won't set me up so they can read me by myself, bitch. They're going to read everybody, bitch. The picture of me and Danny and Corey underneath the waterfall. I'm trying to see how to work this. Oh shit! It's time to get up out of here. We gotta go. Oh, it's not. We not leaving yet. Oh.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh well, you just want us to be on the phone with you because how many hours are you away from home?
From home, I'm not driving to home, but from home, hold on, how far am I? I don't know, Kelly. I would be home at like 8:30.
In the morning?
If I stop, but I'm stopping. I'm not driving that shit straight. I don't feel like it.
So where are you stopping at? In Atlanta?
In South Carolina somewhere.
Atlanta
is not on my way. Atlanta is going out the way, like. From
right.
Florida, yeah. So I have to go up like the edge of Georgia and Savannah and all that, and then like so South Carolina like halfway.
Oh,
yeah.
Mind you, I was gonna drive with you too.
You know what? That would have been so fun, Kelly. Well, you probably would have slept, but
you drove by yourself, Jaquan?
Yes.
I drove from DC all the way to Miami.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad though. It's really not that bad when you be hyped and ready to get down there.
When I spoke with you about going to Miami, you was driving by yourself to Miami?
Yes.
Oh damn.
I had Bambi was following me.
Baby, that's a long drive.
It's not that bad.
Baby, that's a long drive.
Damn.
I was trying to upload the picture, but I can't upload the picture while I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're trying to, oh.
New York to North Carolina was a long drive for me.
New York to North Carolina?
Yes, I can't do that.
That's
drive.
Like 9 hours. That's 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah, we're going to be driving again next month.
Oh, it was terrible.
Me, Tyshawn, Father Eric, and we all driving down there next month for the DFL.
I like road trips, though. They be so fun, especially when you have all the right people.
Oh, definitely. We went into the mall. We had a blast.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Kelly told me about that this weekend.
Daquan goes on road trips by himself. Daquan be driving cross-county by himself.
Cross-county?
Drove nowhere far by myself.
Baby, Jaquan drove to Chicago all the way by himself.
He know I like to travel, but he don't hit me up until he's already on the road.
But see, that's the thing. I don't be hitting people up to ask me. I mean, to go with me because I be wanting to go by myself. So, but if people ask me, I don't mind them going. Then I would be like, yeah. So, say like if you ask me a day before, 2 days before, can I ride with you? I'd be like, yeah. But I'm not gonna go hunt and be like, bitch, you wanna ride with me? Because ultimately, I don't want nobody to ride with me. You gotta stop for people. Then if I be drinking a lot of water, so I be peeing all the time. And people get over it that I have to pull over and pee, and I don't feel like arguing nobody about what I have to do in my car.
Baby, you gotta do like I do. Baby, you gotta pull over on the side of the road, honey, and go.
That's what I do. I pull over real fast on the side of the road, run around the car, pee, and get back in and go.
Yes, right in the bush, cause that's what I do.
Oh, I'm not going in the bush in the summertime. Maybe it's something.
Baby, right in the bush.
I know them bugs down there in Florida are not to be fucked with. They're vicious.
You ain't have your clip on that swift? I mean that bug, that off shit?
That off, no, I don't like that, but I had to go in the house. They have mosquitoes and moths and the lizard.
Oh,
baby,
wow.
Yes, it was turtles.
Yes,
turtles.
It was turtles out there.
Baby,
like
yes.
Big turtles. Big, like.
The turtle is big as Daisy Tyshawn.
Oh, no.
Because we went and got the turtle out. We went and got the turtle out the pond and everything.
Okay.
I got to put the picture up on Twitter. The turtle is big. Raiden wants to take the turtle back to New York.
Where was you going to put it?
Baby, I don't know where she was going to put that turtle at.
That should be in your bathtub.
Maybe.
Put that shit in the toilet.
Feed her to Electra, honey.
Oh. Oof.
Crack the shell and feed her to Electra.
You know, I want to see that. I want to see what the turtle look like without the shell. What are y'all doing?
I'm screen.
Just listening.
Just listening. Kelly, what are you doing on the sidekick?
I'm not on the sidekick. My sidekick was dead. I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting here and I'm feeling very white woman, honey.
Well, Kelly, I'm gonna talk with you guys later.
Play the caller.
You gotta call her.
407-738, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is... Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Calypso Legacy.
Hi.
Oh, that's the one.
How are you doing, girls? I just want to hear the tea on the ball.
Well, why do you want to at the ball?
I want to hear the tea on the ball this weekend in Orlando.
Why wasn't you at the ball?
Girl, because the girls were late, girl. I wanted to see what really went on.
We already said it, so you got to listen to the archive.
You missed it.
Oh.
You missed him, and we talked about it. We had a blast. We had
what's going on with your house? Why the house? Well, why the legacies on there?
Girl, I don't even know what's going on with the house of legacy.
What's your legacy?
Girl, I don't know how long I'm going to be.
Girl, let me. Girl, listen, Calypso, sweetie, I know who you are, okay? You don't have
hey,
to
girl
me to get your point across, okay?
Okay.
It's only cute for like, the first two times.
Listen, Calypso, I'm the only girl on this phone. The rest of these young men do not like to be called girls.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, so you said the house, you don't know what's going on. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Just scrambling everywhere, honey. They're scrambling, honey.
So how long are you going to be a legacy before? How long you going to be a legacy before you decide to jump ship, you know, Titanic?
Girl,
down really
not too long, honey.
Oh, shit.
What's
no shade. Huh?
Where you going? What's your next house?
I'm really looking at the Milans. They're turning it, no shade.
Join the house because they
you got two Milans on the phone. You got the legendary father, honey, and you got Tashawn Milan streetwear and high fashion. They on the phone line, honey. Can I get
Milan,
one?
Darling, what's the team Milan? I just don't know what to see with Father Henry, to tell you the truth.
Legacy?
Yeah, I just heard. I mean, she's legendary now. What's the tea?
Oh, no, Kool-Aid.
Oh.
All the real legends.
So he was one that they caught out on the mic before Selvin got on the mic.
Yes, he's legendary, but I haven't seen him won anything. No shade.
You and me both.
Listen, have you walked the real ball, like, up north?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, Kool-Aid Selvin said that she called out all the real legends in Florida. So did Kool-Aid call him out?
No.
I guess so.
No, he didn't.
He's no legend.
Let me break it down to y'all, okay?
Break it down, honey.
Let me break it down. There's only three legendary people that I know of in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. Only three of them that I know of in Florida.
Danny.
Excuse me?
Danny. Kool-Aid called him out as legendary, you know who he is.
It's only three legendary
girls. Well, then
you should say
the people that I think are legendary.
Two of them are Milan, and one of them is Ryan.
Then you should say these are the people that I feel are legends in Florida, not the people that you know of. Because I just said it, Danny, and you know Danny, because we just said something about Danny.
So, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, based on the names that you said, I guess you were saying Warren, Steve, and Jasmine.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know nobody else, Miss Thang, and I haven't. It's no shame, Miss Thang. I heard their name around Miss Thang, but maybe. Hold on, Jaquan. These girls that they talking about, Miss Thang, I don't remember these girls from back in the Mark Ballroom days, Miss Thang, and the YWCA, Miss Thang, and when balls was balls, Miss Thang, and all the fab girls used to be out to start the motherfucking Danielle's, the Misha's, the Vanessa's, the Carrie's, and all those girls. All these girls, I don't know none of these girls. These girls are girls I just started hearing in the last 3 to 4 years, Miss Thang, and now they're legend, Miss Thang, girl, bitch, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Kelly?
It's no shade to nobody, Miss Thang, bitch, girl. I worked hard, bitch, and I fought many years, bitch, to get where the fuck I'm at, Miss Thang. We need to stop just throwing this shit to these bitches, Miss Thang, bitch. It took me motherfucking 8 years, bitch, to get nominated for Of the Year, Miss Thang. It took me another motherfucking, after that 8 years, it took me another 4 years, Miss Thang, for them to call me motherfucking legend, bitch. Stop throwing it to these girls, Miss Thang, after they motherfucking win 6 Of the Years, bitch. Girl, what the fuck?
Well, I only said what I said because he was called out as legend by Kool-Aid, and I was at the ball, so I know who Kool-Aid called out as a legend. I wasn't saying if he was supposed to be a legend. I just said, who were the legends were, Kelly?
Well, honey, girl, a lot of, a lot of, Let me. Y'all about to start me up, honey, and I'm not gonna go there because I was about to say something, but I'm not gonna go there. What's her name? Go ahead, baby. Finish talking, Alyssa.
Calypso.
Go ahead, finish talking, baby. Y'all gonna start me up, and I was about to say something, honey. How you going there? Honey, because I was about to say something, but I'm not gonna do that, honey.
Go ahead, make it hot, make it spicy before I go to bed.
Calypso, what's the case?
Girl, I'm just sitting here in motherfucking Miami, girl.
Well, I don't know, honey. We need to try to get her up on this phone line, honey. Get her on here.
Who?
Father Legacy.
Father Legacy? Okay, I can shoot out a text to him right now, honey.
Do it
anyway. I want to know of her.
Call her out. I'm pretty sure she's listening.
Oh, she's listening? Well, baby, if you out there, Father Legacy, you listening, press one, honey. I want to know what's changed. Why the legacies didn't come out last night? Because I was in the building last night, and I thought the girls was going to come out.
He the father, you said, Calypso?
No, I'm not, honey.
No, he's the father.
He's Henry.
Are you sure you're not out the house after this, honey?
I mean, I'm not. I don't know, honey. I don't know. No shame.
What you want?
Okay, disrespecting to the father like that. You don't know what's going
on. She of the year.
European runway, honey.
European runway. Oh, you sound like you a little spicy Latino flavor.
Boricua fish, honey.
Honey, you should have run some of that, bro. We got fish out last night, honey. The spicy runway girls is in the building.
Yes, ma'am. I know that's right. But I want to hear Miss Father Legacy, honey. Where is he? I shot him a text just now.
Yes, and we need to get her up here. We need to get her up here on this phone line, honey. You should have been at the function last night. It was really cute. The runway girls came out and they stormed. The Milan's won the coins last night, honey. The Mizrahis is in the building, honey. Mizrahis from Miami was in the building. The Mizrahis from New York was in the building, honey. The Mizrahis from Tallahassee was in the building. It was
Work it out. I heard it was a cue ball.
The Ninjas was in the building. The new House of Khan debuted out here, honey.
Ma'am, I heard the House of Khan is coming, honey.
Yes, they was all legacies with you. Now they Khan.
They was all legacies?
Yes. Sherelle and all of them. And Tyler.
I heard there's a new mother, too.
Oh, it is? What's the
name of the thing? I heard she's Oprah.
She who? Or who is she? Who's the new mother?
She's not mother yet. I heard she's just a femme queen, sickening.
Who?
I heard she's sickening. She sat Mother Legacy down, honey.
She sat Mother Legacy down last night.
Who? No, at the awards ball, honey.
I wasn't at the awards ball.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I heard you seen her, the new the con.
The Spanish girl?
Yeah. Is she sickening?
She's all right.
She's all right?
She's a little rough around the edges.
Oh, I got
I've seen her. She's really pretty, yeah. It's this femme queen from Miami, and she's a dark-skinned tall child. She reminds me of Mother Pagan Prada. She sat her down last night.
Oh.
She's an Ebony.
Mm-hmm. I heard Ebony was in the building last night. Yeah.
Well, good girls, as you know, it's Monday Night Madness, and we got a little extra time. Well, give me one tea that you heard, girl, honey. You're going to be my new co-host for the evening. Give me all the tea you heard, girl. Spill it.
Hold on one second, Kelly. You say you're of the year for Miami for which category?
European runway, honey.
European as in butch queen or female figure runway or which one? I don't know. I'm trying to get an understanding.
New runway, honey.
So butch queen, European runway.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, you sound so feminine, like Fish. I thought it might have been a female figure. Okay, so, guys, this is for the chat room. She is the Butch Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
She's the Butch Queen. Jaquan already told you about being disrespectful. No man's on his phone but Kelly, so watch it, please. I come to the floor.
Oh, you said Jaquan.
I said, no, I said warned her about her ma'ams and her misses.
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen the new con, the femme queen, and she looks pretty good.
Who's does she?
She's eating, but she's new.
She's new. She's all right. Whatever tea you got from Florida, honey, I need to know all what's going on in Florida. You know, I only come down here every once in a blue, honey. I need to know what's going on in here in Florida, honey.
I mean, I heard there's a ball coming next.
I need to know if should I come to another ball besides my sister ball down here in Florida. So give me the tea in Florida. Because I ain't never mentioned that my sister's name is on it.
Well, I heard there's a ball going to be pumping next week.
Oh, I don't think that ball's happening next week.
Why do you say that?
You didn't hear what happened, girl?
What happened?
Oh, I'm talking to Calypso. That's her name.
You didn't hear
what happened, girl? Where's she at?
Yes, Blackjack. She really does.
Hold on. My phone's messing up. Hold on.
Kelly, what happened?
I'm waiting for her to come back on so I can give her the tea.
Okay. So she's going to be disrespectful to her father and think she's going to come to my house. She lost her damn mind.
She'd be up here talking about some Rodney. What the fuck? I think, honey, he's late. I think he's late. She said, girl, runway, European runway, girl.
You know what I noticed, man? When the show is late all night long, Miss Thing, at the end of the night, somebody comes and does something, bitch, that just makes the whole shit seem like it was just fun all night long. Where the fuck did she go, honey?
You know, she's not legendary. She was reading the father of her house, saying that he's not legendary.
And what is he whining on? Shit.
Ooh.
Kelly, what if one of your kids came over here and did that?
Baby, honey, girl, man, she was acting bitch. Honey, baby, the way she would get lit, bitch, honey. She would get lit so quick, honey. Baby. And mind you, I have to send our apology out on air, Miss Day, because there is really a Mizrahi named Tabanka. Remember when we was on the phone line and the child came on and she was like, my name is Tabanka Mizrahi, Miss Day. And I told Miss Ebony, I said, well, her name is Tabanka, Miss Day. I don't know no Tabanka Mizrahi. He took Tabanka on her. Miss Day, it's really a Mizrahi named Tabanka. Miss Day, I met her in Chicago. She lives in Chicago. Her name is Tabanka Mizrahi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rodney, you know who this Calypso child is.
Do I?
Yeah, you if you see her, you'd be like, child, she looks like she white. She be on this phone trying to act like she's Spanish, but she a fucking fool.
I don't know.
She wasn't talking about Steve. She's talking about his name is Henry. They called him out as legendary in Florida at the awards ball that we went to.
You know, it's some big bitches down there.
This is for Blonic Power.
For that runway, they all try to, child, let me shut up.
I want her to come back on the phone, honey. Because she going to the function next weekend, they're saying, and girl, I don't know if that function gonna be happening next weekend.
Where it's supposed to be?
The function is supposed to be here next weekend in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
But the last ball that the Legacy had here in Florida, the child the child went to the trophy people, to the trophy lady, and started some trophies from the lady. And he used my sister's name, not knowing that the lady and my sister is good friends, honey, outside of her company, Miss Jane. And so when my sister called her to get her trophy to the ball last night, the lady told her to take. So the children are supposed to be coming to pick the child up at the function, but she didn't pay for the trophy to pass it for the other book.
Calypso wow. is back.
Calypso, you back? Calypso.
Hello?
Calypso.
Hey.
What happened?
My phone, it was all fucked up, honey.
Oh. So you said it was supposed to be a function here next week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There was going to be a function next week.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a function here next weekend. Well, if it is a function this day, whoever's having the function, they're going to be leaving about it in handcuffs.
They're going to what?
They're going to be leaving about it in handcuffs.
In handcuffs?
Yes.
Why?
You remember those trophies that I had at the Legacy
Burn Up Ball?
The Inferno Ball? Remember the trophies from the Inferno Ball?
Uh-huh.
Well, the trophies from the Inferno Ball, I think his name is Darrell, I think his name is. He crafted those trophies, and he used my sister Jasmine's name. And that lady does business with my sister Jasmine all the time. And they're coming to take her out of the industry for not paying for those trophies.
I heard supposedly that wasn't true, that he supposedly they were saying that he didn't give his money out either, but he did or something like that.
No, it was definitely true. This thing, they got a picture of her and everything. It was true.
Oh.
Yes. So what I'm saying, I need to know, should I come to another ball besides my sister's ball down here in Florida? What does the ball give down here? Because I only come down here with Jasmine and ask balls.
Girl, you should come, make it hot.
Well, why should I come? I came down here last night, and you wasn't even out, and you were not here.
Girl, I had to do with school and all that, so. I'll be at the next one, though, if there is a next one.
Oh, yeah, it will be the next one. The next one is July 11th.
Kelly, are you on a cordless?
Terrible.
Switch the channel or something. Switch the
no,
channel.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Huh?
Hold on, y'all. I'm breaking up. Can I think of this? Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, my phone.
My Bluetooth was going dead on my cell phone.
Oh.
Yeah. So you wasn't even at the function.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, I have to deal with school and all that.
Yeah. Hold on one minute. We got a caller, 305-567-467. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. How you doing, baby? What's going on?
I'm all right. I've been on queue for a long time.
I was running back and forth. You know, I'm new. I don't normally work the boards. So, you know, I'm just getting freaky, you know. Over here with this monitor over here and this monitor. I got a monitor over here with the boards, and I got a monitor with Yahoo, and I got a monitor over here with the chat room. So, you know, I'm new to all of this. Gave Miss Ebony the night off, so I'm running shit over here, so I'm new. So I'm really slow at this. I'm trying to get it. What's T?
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Honey. Do you know Calypso?
Yeah, I know who Calypso is.
I'm trying to figure out who she is. Mr. Jaquan said he know who she is. She said Father Legacy. She said Father Legacy is late and he's not a legend.
But I don't understand why he would call on you. Like, I mean, why would you want someone in your house who's gonna call and diss your house, or basically diss the father in the house like that in front of everyone? I mean, I don't know. If she's trying to be in another person's house, I don't think that's a good look for her. So, I mean, that's kind of late to me.
You're right, Raymond. No one's dissing nobody.
No one's dissing nobody. I'm just saying I don't know what's going on.
You shouldn't have brought it up there like that. You should have spoke to him about it.
Well, I'm trying to get Father Legacy up here on this line because I want to know this. But it was good seeing you last night. You were sitting, Raymond.
But anyway, I'm sorry. What you saying?
I said it was good seeing you last night. You were sitting, honey. I wish we could have chilled a little bit longer.
I know. I went to go to the pool and everything with you.
Yes, honey.
I had some nice little sexy songs to wear.
Yes, I was just gagging at all of that transpired, honey. It was just crazy.
My 20 minutes at the ball, but it was fun. But anyways, I should be in New York soon. Fucking sex siren in the American runway.
Oh, I know that's right, honey.
Anyways, I was going to say hi. I never called this before, so I guess I'll have that shot. I'll turn online.
Well, I got a question, Raymond.
Yep.
So why did everybody leave? But, James, what? I don't understand.
The thing is with this house down here, we're very close. And we do everything together. We support each other a lot. We help each other out with a lot of things. So we always made that choice a long time ago that when we go to another house where we leave and leave together. So that's really why.
Oh, damn. I'm gagging.
Oh. All right. But as much love, though.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
That's that military shit.
Baby. Is Calypso still there?
All for one.
Calypso.
I did that one time.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yes, honey. I'm
going
to
so where are you going? So the Milan said they're not going to take you, honey, because you read the girls, and they don't like that. So what's your next house that you're going to try to go to?
I don't know. I guess I'm just going to pump 007 and see whoever wants my talent.
Okay.
Oh, I know that's right.
Don't forget to write.
Well, the cons and the ninjas is definitely taking the cons and the ninjas are definitely taking members down here.
I just don't want to know.
The cons and the ninjas are definitely taking members down here, honey. We only have four members down here. Jasmine don't want to get no bigger than four now.
They're discriminating on the talent.
Who's discriminating? We're not discriminating on the talent, honey. We have Xavier, we have Tracy, we have Scar, and we have Jasmine. That's it.
That's it.
We only got five. That's it.
It'll be, you know, dynamic five or some shit like
that. No, we got five already. We got five. We got the two mothers. We got the overall mother. We got the overall mother. We got the mother. We got Mother Tyra. We got Tracy. We got Scar. And we got Xavier. We don't need.
Y'all got any European runway out there?
We don't need no European runway.
We don't need no spice.
You know.
I'm gonna get her application. I'm gonna get my application.
Well, you know what? I know Father Calypso. You know what I'm gonna do? I got Father Kadar's. I got Father Kadar's number. We're gonna go. We're gonna go over. We're gonna go over Rodney and Eric Head, and we're gonna go straight to Father Kadar, okay? Because I know Kadar would see. I know Kadar would see you. So I'm gonna take it. I got your number. I'm gonna hit you up, and we're gonna go straight to Kadar, okay? And you make sure when you get on the phone, you make sure you get on the phone with Kadar, because he loves what the children call him, honey and girl and child and all that stuff. So you make sure you when you promote yourself to him, you gotta get the ready. Yes, my name is Calypso. I'm a 007 honey. And girl, you know Father Kadar, girl, I want to be a part of your house. He going to live for all of that, bitch.
So then keep in touch.
Yeah, it's funny because I know him. But when the, so you're going to be, so I'm going to see you on the 11th at the function.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, July 11th, I'll be here at the function in Orlando. If you're not at that function, if you're not at the function on the 11th, when I get home on the 12th, I'm going to read you so nasty on this radio. I'm about to put that in my notes right now in my sidekick. I'm going to read you so nasty on the 12th. If you're not at that function on the 11th, you're going to gag. You ain't going to never want to come to a ball ever again.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be here, so I hope you, because I want to see your face, because, girl, you are cute. Honey. But, no, but on a serious note, one thing you can do with a lot of the male figures in the ballroom scene is if you're not, like, girlfriends, if you're not, like, cookie crunch girlfriends with them, they don't like to be called girl, and they don't like to be called honey.
Okay, my fault, I'm sorry.
Okay?
My fault, I'm sorry to anybody.
I just want
to anybody
else. Because you got some butch queens, and they would just knock you for doing that.
Okay, to anybody offended, I just want to say to anybody offended, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We have to stay.
I live for all of y'all.
I like you though. You gave me a little light key.
22.
How old are you? They say when they want to know how old are you.
22.
Okay. What do you do outside the scene besides walk runway?
Just school.
Are you in school? What are you taking up?
Right now, fashion. The fashion industry.
Did you? Hold on one minute.
How far am I from home?
954-357. You're live on the air.
Hello.
954. Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Yeah, what's up? This is Miami. What's going on?
This is who?
Miami. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, Miami. What's going on,
sir?
Why you was at the function?
I wore sneakers last night.
Oh, you gave your point. You didn't come up and I didn't know who you was.
I did. I came over. Nicki Minaj introduced me to you.
You know, I was doing so much, honey. But
yeah,
those sneakers was hot. I like those sneakers, honey.
Thank you.
Those sneakers was hot. You gave your points to the Ebony's.
Yeah.
You should have gave your points to me.
Points to the Milan's,
honey. The Milan's was already winning, honey. You should have gave it to me, honey. I needed an extra point, honey. The Milan's beat us by 2 points. I needed 2 more points so we could have tied it up.
Yeah, I know it's so hard. You know me and Delana is my best friend, and then I love the Milan, so it was just kind of really hard who to give a
point.
Yeah,
and see, and they had you in the middle, right? Because Delano's your best friend, and you love the Milan, so that's why you should have just gave it to Mizrahi. So it could have just been like, okay, well, I'm not giving it to neither one of y'all because I respect both of y'all, so I'm just going to give it to Kelly.
I can agree with you on that one, Kelly.
So if I the next ball on the 11th, right? If I want to walk, I could walk, right? Because I'm a 007. If I want to walk,
if you
want to
walk, this is how it works for next month. It's the House of Mizrahi versus the House of Milan. But any other house that's out there can still walk and snatch the points from the House of Mizrahi or the House of Milan. But once y'all snatch the points, y'all have to decide what house y'all want to give it to. Do y'all want to give it to? Do you want to give it to the Milans or do you want to give it to the Mizrahis? And if you don't want to give it to neither one of them, you don't have to give it to neither one of them.
Okay. So what if I give it to one?
But if you're a 007, this is how it works. If you're a 007, you have to give it to one of the houses. But if you're in another house, you don't have to give it to neither one of them, but the 007s have to give their points to somebody.
And then if the house I give it to win the cash, then they should give me a cut.
Yeah.
You have to... Well, you have to work that out with Tom.
Okay.
You have to work that out with Tom because you know these girls are greedy. When it comes to a coin.
Each month.
Yeah, each month it goes like this, Rodney. Each month, like if the Mizrahis win next month, they go into the bag and they pick the name of the house that they want to battle for next month. And then each month it goes like that until Halloween weekend. And then Halloween weekend Jasmine hasn't decided what is going to be the grand prize, but it's going to be a larger grand prize than all the little series. It's going to be a larger grand prize, and those two houses are going to battle for that major grand prize at the end.
Okay. So how much did the house win last night?
1,000 girls.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they won 1,000 girls. Nobody came out for the Kiki House grand march. Nobody came up for that $500, but they came and they got it, honey.
So about this Calypso girl, she's a butch queen runway. She said.
Yeah, she on the phone. I'm gonna ask her about. She right there. Calypso.
Yeah.
Do you want to be called he or she? Oh wait, hold on. You want to be called a he or she?
It doesn't matter.
Well, she's right there.
And you're off the air for run which queen European runway?
New runway, she said.
New runway.
Okay.
Obviously, it sounds like you don't know who she is, Miami.
Oh, and I live for you, Miami, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, hold on, Calypso, and Miami, y'all stay right there, honey. My other girlfriend from Florida is on the phone. Nicki Minaj, you on the air?
Nah, you answered the question already, Kelly. I was going to ask about the mini grand, if Jasmine going to bring it again for the second function in July or what?
Oh, no. It's going to change.
Oh,
it changes.
All right,
she never does the same thing twice.
But I mean, since the girls made the grand entrance at the house, the Kiki, I mean, I think she would still do it until the house.
And that was the key. All you needed was four members for $500 and make a production and bring props for $500. 4 minutes, that was a key that nobody walked. It was a mess. But do you know Calypso Miami? I mean, Nicki?
Never heard of this character in my life.
I'm gonna fuck you, Calypso. I'm really gagging that all these people that live in Florida, none of them heard of you.
They will.
I heard the name before. The reason why I called because I thought she said she was runway of the year, but I know Warren Milan is runway, so I'm kind of glad. You know, was trying to put you out there.
Hold on, Calypso. I don't know what you're doing, Calypso, but you got the Florida girls calling in here. Hold on. I got a number for over the number. Hold on.
786-838.
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you live on the air, baby. Listen, I don't know. Listen, this is what I'm going to do, honey, because I got a lot going on. I don't know how to work these boards, Miss Thing, and the shit is flashing, and y'all pressing one, and shit is jumping up at me and shit. I'm new to these boards. It's frustrating, okay? So I don't know. So when another Florida person come on, because I know y'all coming on because Miss Calypso is on the line, honey, I'm just say Florida, and bitch, y'all bitches are going to start talking because all this shit is complicated, bitch, okay? I got four different computer screens. You know, I'm over here at Jasmine's office. I got four different computer screens in front of me, bitch. I can't be looking at all this shit. I got Yahoo on one, and the boards on another. Number one in the chat room, one number one bitch. All of this shit is confusing. Okay, so I'm gonna just say Florida, and you bitches just go. So Florida, go ahead. You on the line?
Hello, hi. This is Jarrell.
Hey, Jarrell.
Hi, how are you, Kelly?
I'm fine.
Hi, Miami.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to go on the line
of
beard thing.
Hold on. So this is Jarrell. You don't want to craft the trophies for the Inferno Ball and use my sister's name with the lady that my sister does business with. Well, because I was here, I was down here. You know, I've been down here for a minute. I was there when my sister was talking to the lady, and she showed my sister your picture ID, and she showed her the she showed her the little Debbies that you had and everything. So what's the tip?
I paid for the trophies. The situation was it was an individual that I was working with didn't pay for the other half. Jasmine Couture was never mentioned, and I called her, and I did leave her a message to apologize that I even know why it was even mentioned. But that situation was fixed. My function is going to be happening next week. As
well
as that, the trophies was paid.
I'm gonna have to investigate.
I'm gonna have to investigate
with the lady and find out did she get her cash yet? Because I heard they say if she don't get her.
I could put it up on MySpace as a picture. In fact, that she could just post it up if you want to check on my MySpace right now.
Okay, well.
Or I'll send you an email personally.
Girl. Yeah, I'm definitely doing my investigation, honey. And I'll have the answer for you tomorrow, bro.
Mhm.
But it's a lot.
But that I would like to clear. And again, for Jasmine, I did apologize. I don't know why it was even mentioned her name.
Well, listen, because you know I want to get to the bottom of this. Who was the person? Who was the your partner that used my sister?
Well, the situation, I don't want to discuss about it because it was big.
It's already out on the air. This is not the first time we discussed it. We discussed it like 2 weeks ago. So I want to know who was the partner. Somebody used my sister's name, and it got back to my sister through the lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, I worked with two other individuals. I'm not going to discuss it more on that. I'm just going to clear that main point that was mentioned about
Jarrell,
it, and in my function will
Jarrell,
be going on next week.
Jarrell, stop talking about it. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone, honey. Just leave it alone.
And about the legacy
Jasmine.
Thing, Calypso, this is Calypso on the line, right?
Yeah, that's Calypso.
Whatever situation you have with your father, you shouldn't be mentioning it on the phone. It's not cute.
Are you still a legacy?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a legacy at all.
You're not a legacy at all?
We talked yesterday.
We talked yesterday?
Yes, we did. I said it was great seeing you here in Florida.
You know, I be in a whole nother world, honey. Get that.
Oh, okay.
What happened with the legacies down here?
What happened, that I'm not going to have no comment on that, but it is what it is on that, but it shouldn't be no other legacy calling, discussing about the father. That's just late, and they shouldn't even do that. That's why I got called telling me to go on the line, then you check this out.
Who called you and told you to get on the line?
Another homegirl of mine.
Why they ain't come get on the line themselves?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you need to tell them they need to get on the line because me and my girlfriend Calypso, we are having a kiki, honey. I am living for it. I am living for Calypso, honey. And it's no shame with me and the House of Legacy because I love the House of Legacy. I love Luna, and I love the New York chapter of Legacy. I don't know all the rest of these girls that's running around and claiming to be legacies or whatever, but I love the New York chapter of Legacy. But I want to know what happens out here with the girls, honey. I want to know why all of y'all pumped it. Y'all not trying to spill no tea or nothing.
It is what it is.
It
happened,
everybody
was on the same page.
So what house,
that's it.
So what house are you? What house are you looking to join now?
I'm the con.
Oh, you're a con.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, work. Oh, my sister Cooley don't play no games. Mistake. She snatches up the Rugrats. But I definitely want to thank you for calling.
But it always kept all the trophies and balls.
Bitch. Girl, okay, enough is enough, bitch.
What happened?
Okay. I want to thank you for definitely calling.
Girl. Miss Kelly is a fucking fool.
Miss Say, girl, y'all said y'all wanted to make it motherfucking hot. Miss Say, you're making a kiki. Miss Say, that I'm giving y'all a kiki. Miss Say, what the fuck?
You need to stop. He's not a rugrat.
I didn't say him, Miss Say.
Bottom line is, he did what he did. It doesn't need to be talked about anymore. His grandmother did pay the bill. The lady did confirm it with me, and that is that. As far as his event goes this weekend, he's having a ball this Sunday at the same place where I gave the ball last night. Anyone that is in Orlando, go support Jarrell Khan with his event this Sunday at Club Pulse. I will be there supporting him, and anyone else who wants to come up and support as well. As far as legacy goes, I'll spill the motherfucking tea because I don't give a fuck. They all told me they can't stand Luna because Luna don't know what she's doing, and they're going back and forth with Steve and Luna and all this power struggles going on back and forth with Florida and New York, and they just went their own little separate ways, and they all started falling apart.
Well, baby.
Lord.
What my girlfriend name is again?
Calypso.
Calypso, you there?
Is she
gone? Yeah, I
haven't
got that girl. That girl.
All she wanted to know was why her house father was legendary. Maybe he would have answered the question for her. Because she said to come and say, let me find out for myself.
Yeah, I got all the callers. I'm going to help you, Kelly. 410-523, you are on the air.
Florida.
That's not Florida.
Baltimore.
Tallahassee. To Mexico.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
410-523, you're on the air.
Alabama, you here? Y'all girls is playing this thing, but when I tell you the Florida girls took over the show tonight, bitch. The Florida girls came through, Miss Thing Girl. I don't know what y'all Florida girls be doing. Honey. I don't know what the fuck is going on, honey, but the Florida girls came on the map today, Miss Thing Girl. If the way y'all took off on this phone line tonight, Miss Thing, if y'all took off on the floor like that, Miss Thing, y'all would put Florida on the map, bitch, because y'all took off on the phone tonight.
We on the map.
Kelly read the Florida girls on the mic. Talk about they were 6 years behind, bitch.
Let me say, because that child was just giving me. That child was just giving
that,
me.
That was my roommate.
who was her roommate?
The one that Kelly read.
The one you said 6 years behind.
I'm just saying, she's giving me too much attitude, Miss Thang. She came out there, Miss Thang. She came out there and she threw that Louis Vuitton sneaker out there to me, Miss Thang. I'm going to talk about this is high fashion streetwear, Miss Thang. Girl, bitch, let me tell you something. Bitch, like I told her, baby. Baby, every motherfucking piece of trade, Miss Thang, Prada is nobody's high fashion streetwear anymore, Miss Thang. Every motherfucking piece of trade on every motherfucking street corner owns a motherfucking pair of motherfucking Prada. Prada is urban streetwear, what the sneakers is. I'm not talking about everything Prada, but those sneakers, that those patent leather sneakers that all the boys wear, that's motherfucking, that's not high fashion anymore. That's urban streetwear, bitch. Every motherfucking piece of trade owns a pair of fucking Prada, Miss Thang. It's just like crack. You can go to any street corner and see somebody selling crack. And she gonna throw that Louis Vuitton shoe out there like that. Miss Thang Girl.
Girl, I know.
Hello. Hello.
No, these things keep dropping.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is Rodney still on the line?
Yes, Rodney still
there. Rodney.
Yes.
You've walked urban streetwear before. Can you just give the listeners a quick rundown of what urban streetwear is supposed to be, please? For inquiring minds, just could you elaborate a little bit, please?
Well, you have a lot
His roommate wanted to know, because she don't think I know what I'm talking about.
This is Nikki asking the
best thinking.
Okay, sorry.
You have a lot of different designers that are coming out now with different stuff, but basically you got Crooks and Castles, you have LRG, you have, of course, the old ones, Rockaware, Academics, you got Alpha Dodger, you have Kid Robot, you have... the list is endless, but you know, as far as with the high fashion, like I said, Prada is real iffy. But like Kelly said, with the sneakers, everybody has a pair of Pradas. It's just like Air Force Ones, but Prada Sport, D&G, those type of labels are considered high fashion streetwear or high fashion sportswear, whichever, however the outfit is. So that's just my little take on it.
All right. Thank you.
Tashawn, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
347-935, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
what's up, Mom?
Yeah,
what's up,
Mom?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Corey.
Hey.
Mister. What's good? I just want everybody to know I had fun at the ball, at my mom's ball. It was cool, but I think the footwear category was late. They let some rundown D&G sneakers sit my
those were limited edition.
But they had creases.
Every limited edition, but they
were free. The person that you battled last night is on the phone.
Yes.
But
they're limited edition.
They
were
free. And I just bought them, and they're
free. Their
speakers
were run down. It looked like you walked from Miami to Orlando with them.
I know, because you know what? You know why they look like that? Because I was up in space Sunday morning at the Sizzle dancing. So that's why they look like that. I just wiped them off real quick.
If you said that,
I think that was late.
Hold on. No, I got this one. If you're a sneakerhead, because I wore sneaker versus sneaker too, you shouldn't have wore them fucking shoes from Sizzle all the way to that goddamn ball in Orlando. You should have had a fresh pair of kicks on your A game if you really want to give your point and make it count.
Thank
not
you.
No fucking right.
I won, right? You lose.
It's not that I can't take, baby. I still got my life in Orlando.
But first of all, hold on, Miami. That wasn't him talking. That wasn't Corey talking.
That was Jaquan.
That was Jaquan talking.
My other son, honey.
Jaquan,
talk about one.
He gave the point to your house, Jaquan. I don't give a fuck if it went to the house of Ebony or the house of Pendavis. You're not going to come for that shoe because that shoe was free. I don't care. My house didn't win, so it didn't. I mean, either way, if he gave it the point or not, the house didn't win. And we weren't nowhere close. So.
No, actually, y'all were close. Y'all were the Milans won by eight. I think it was 8. Mizrahi's by 6 or something, and the Ebony's were by 5. It was neck and neck.
Well, he could have kept his point. I would have went out there and wore a sneaker and got the point for the house.
And she's over there like she won, I lose. Girl, you won by one bowl.
And it's sneaker versus sneaker, baby. What's your other category?
Hold on, because y'all sound like y'all not gonna do this. Y'all not gonna do this to Miami because y'all sound like Baby Jasmine's right now attacking this boy. Y'all not gonna do that to him. Okay.
Miami, this is Jasmine. I appreciate you coming to the ball. I appreciate you participating. You have to excuse my two boys. They've been around me all weekend.
Baby, y'all sound like
one is gonna defend the other. That's just how they are.
Baby, y'all sound like Minnie Jasmine right now. Honey. Y'all got me nervous on this phone, honey.
What's going on, Corey? This is Rodney.
What's up, Rodney? Is Rockin' Republic's streetwear? Ralph Lauren?
Well, you can say so. Everybody got a pair of them anyway. They cutting them up nowadays.
And everybody got polos on, right?
Rockin' Republic was at one point high fashion streetwear. But that's one of them, like True Religions. Everybody got a pair. But polo, unless it's like Purple Label or something, polo is just polo.
Ralph Lauren,
if it's like Purple Label or something like that, then it'll fall into a category. But it's more just clothing.
Well, yeah, but I have fun at
the
ball.
From the House of Milan, but That person that walked against Corey looked very cheap.
The sneaker?
It like they got the outfit on TJ Maxx.
Hey,
Jaquan, stop it.
Jaquan, I'm gagging at you. You haven't been up here in a week, baby, and you've been down here for a week, and your mouth is really fucking nasty.
I love my brother.
You're on vacation. You're not coming back to Orlando. You can't come back to Orlando.
Well, you know what? Listen, wait. I want all the listeners to call your girlfriends up and tell them to listen tomorrow to What the Fuck Tuesdays because I have one What the Fuck for you guys. About what took place 4:30 in the morning at Walmart.
Also, tune in tomorrow for that, baby. I'm not coming on the air tomorrow, baby. I'll see y'all back here Wednesday night for the positive show. Honey, I will not be on tomorrow, honey.
Let me know now.
Baby,
there's only 7 minutes left, so we can't do that, but we can take one more caller. 516-451, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey. What's poppin', Rodney? This is Danny.
What's going on, boy?
That's Danny.
Danny.
Danny. Excuse me?
Danny.
Danny.
My side.
Which one?
Miss Rahe.
You got 13. Oh. Hi, Danny.
Well, it was cute out here. I just was mad that a lot of people didn't come out and support.
Did you walk, Danny?
Yeah, I did, and I tried out a new category. I think I'll work with it for now.
But you walked.
Up here.
All American Runway.
All American Runway.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, he got sat down by the bar.
I walked All American last night as well.
Kelly.
Yes.
Is
But the Milan Storm, I give it all of them they like.
What'd you say?
The Milan Storm.
What's the other?
I give it to them. They came through where they were supposed to.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
What'd you say, Nikki?
I was asking the other song when he coming up for Twist.
Who?
The other one on the line, what's his name?
Oh, no.
Not Jaquan.
Oh, no.
Oh.
His mother forbids them.
They mother forbids them to throw their hand in the air,
honey. They mother said if she wants somebody to invoke, she'll go get her a favorite queen.
Hold on, Nikki. Why you want to see him twist?
Because they were cutting up last night after the ball. It was fun.
Worry?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I had so much trouble. Is Miss Mother from the Calypso still on the line? Calypso,
phone,
you still there?
Her phone died.
Oh, damn.
Y'all ran that bitch off the phone, honey.
Nikki, are you going to Jarrell's function Sunday?
Sunday, I'm not sure.
Come
know.
With me.
You
Jarrell, you're
me?
Back on the phone. What time does the ball start Sunday?
Jarrell?
Yeah.
You're back on the phone. What time does the ball start Sunday?
The function starts at 8, and the function starts at 10 o'clock.
Nikki, are you coming to the ball?
If I'm coming, that means you're going. If you go, I'll go.
I'm going. I'm definitely going. So are you coming with me?
I'll go. If I ain't doing nothing, I'll go. What's the category calling for? I feel like I might want to come out and play.
I'll send you the category.
So, Nikki, what do you
want? I'll be
there. Girl, you coming to, you coming back
to the ball? What category do you want, Nikki?
Yes, I'm going to be there. In spirit.
Nicki Minaj, what category do you want?
I don't know. I'm a fine one when I get to the ball.
Nikki, what do you want?
Huh?
Vogue fam?
What category do you want, period? Like,
Kelly, are you joining?
With Vogue fam, honey. She want
Vogue fam.
Kelly, are you joining? Kelly, are you joining?
Baby, honey, that bitch was caught last night, honey. Baby.
Yeah.
She should be the
honey.
I was
honey, that's Conti, honey. That's Contisha, honey.
Not too much. I don't do tea.
In spirit,
yes, I really
Kelly.
Have fun.
Spirit.
It's Colette. What is that, Rodney?
In spirit, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's a Coco Chanel fucking with some damn things.
So Nicki Minaj walk realness with a twist?
Yes.
Oh, so he want to see me at the back of the runway?
We can make it happen.
Do you know who Nikki is? I'm Corey.
Yeah, I was sitting next to him at the ball.
I will fuck you up. I had so Miss Calypso came up here and she livened everybody up, buddy. I want to thank you, Miss Calypso, for coming up here and livening up everybody, because, honey, you livened it up, honey, baby. You made baby Jasmine come out of two of the children, honey, and everything.
First of all,
Miss Sexy Sapphire, I was not munching nobody's trade in Walmart, okay? My husband is upstairs. My husband is upstairs in the room, sleep. I was not munching nobody's trade in Walmart, honey, okay? Baby.
She was not munching anybody's trade in Walmart.
Baby, I was not munching nobody's trade in Walmart, honey. But everybody, honey, baby, y'all
just
have to
tune in tomorrow.
Y'all have to tune in tomorrow to find out exactly what happened in Walmart, honey. The only thing I'm going to tell y'all is that everybody say goodnight, and then I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all ain't got to hang up. I just want all of y'all to say goodnight. Yeah.
This is Rodney. Good night to everybody. Jasmine, don't punk out tomorrow because I'm going to come on and listen.
Oh, child, if I had a few minutes, I wouldn't punk out. And you asked him. I ain't punking out.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Go ahead, the next one. Good night, I ain't got to hang up, but just say good night. The next one.
Good night, y'all.
The only thing I'm going to tell y'all is... Tune in tomorrow, honey, so y'all can hear the story, Miss Day. The only thing I'm going to tell y'all is that me and Jasmine was in the buggies together, honey, and y'all got to tune in for the rest. I'm the overall East Coast mother of the house of Miss Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me, and we'll be back here tomorrow night. Practice safe sex and wrap it up, honey. I'll see y'all all tomorrow. Love y'all.